Welcome to Agents of Smooch. We are sort of taking a break, but for all of you agents out there, we are going to drop a members-only special that until then you had to become a member to listen to. And we have referred to this so many times because it was an event. It was our 50 Shades of Grey commentary. So cue up the 50 Shades of Grey movie. I'm sorry.
Or don't. Or don't.
I think you could just listen to it without even watching the movie.
I think you can just listen to the commentary. Sometimes I listen to it and I'm like, yeah, you don't need the movie.
This doesn't necessarily spoil the content of it, but we talk about it all the time because at times we got so distracted with other things while watching the movie, we weren't necessarily watching the movie either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Including something that now lives in my closet and also Tim's closet. And I'm very happy with it.
His name's Fred. His name's Fred.
Yes.
He lives in Kathy's closet now.
Don't worry. He signed the contract.
He's really happy about it.
And those voices you're hearing, I have with me Agents Moises, Kathy, and Jean. We are missing Tiff, who is also in this episode with us. But we have a... I don't know. I just feel like all of our incomprehensible... that most of them are just available to members, but they are one of the things that got me through this pandemic.
Yes. Yeah.
Same here.
The bonding that I have with you all now.
I know. I love you all so much.
Deeply, deeply engraved in my soul.
Just talking about it and thinking about it and reminiscing on it makes me go, why has it been so long since we've done one of these?
I know.
And what are we going to do?
I feel like we should do The Mummy. We should do other good stuff that we really like.
Let's do The Mummy.
I love The Mummy.
Yes. And then we can just like... spray our love for everyone
Kathy,
in
Kathy,
that show.
We haven't done the R-rated warning yet.
Yes, this episode is rated R, explicit. We probably swear. We probably talk about sex a lot. It's 50 Shades of Grey. Of course we do. So yes, warning. Now you can spray whatever you want, Kathy.
Oh, thank God.
The thing that comes to mind for me, I think with all of us, like the incomparable has gotten us through pandemic, you know, not just our Smooch incomprehensible episodes, but generally being able to get together with friends who share an interest in a fun thing and we have fun talking about it. I have been using it as this like a free therapy for, I mean, and generally, but specifically, I've always been a bit of a chicken when it comes to seeing movies that are, you know, that I think will disturb me and possibly give me nightmares. And so on the main Incomparable show, I have volunteered for movies that I had never seen before because they were too scary to me when they came out, like Jaws and most recently Jurassic Park. And I think that 50 Shades was the same thing because I had never seen 50 Shades of Grey until we did it together for a commentary. And I felt safe. I knew that it would be fun and whatever was disturbing, somebody would be able to like make it funny or ridiculous and it wouldn't give me nightmares. And it hasn't.
Yay. No nightmares.
My favorite was just doing all of the Twilight, which I hadn't watched a single Twilight, still haven't read the books. And so watching all of those Twilight movies with you all has made me love them so much.
Yeah.
I have a different relationship with them after watching them all with you.
I don't even care if they're good or not. It doesn't matter if they're good or not.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And so anytime a meme or anything, any commentary, you know, there's a whole bunch of TikToks about Twilight. Like anytime this comes up, I get so happy. And it's because of you all. And not just the alcohol, but the joy and the memories I have from that. And the same is for 50 Shades. They're terrible movies. But I have happy thoughts and feelings and memories related to them because of you.
Aw. Mm-hmm. So we do hope that our listeners and our members enjoy them, but it kind of doesn't matter Yeah, we're just going to do them anyway.
We're going to do them anyways. So really, like, we appreciate the people that do listen, including we've started adding little...
tweet at us questions. Yes,
questions, like, to see if anyone's listening. And surprisingly, people are. So that's great. We appreciate you all. And thanks for coming on this journey with us. Along with us, you know, you like we said, we would do these anyways, but getting to bring you along too is kind of fun. Mm-hmm.
You tie us up, we'll tie you down.
No, nice.
I feel like that is a good note for our agents to like get into this commentary. So
I thought when else am I going to have just the right reason to refer to a Pedro Almodovar movie.
Something we haven't done yet.
Reference acknowledged.
Oh
yeah, we
God,
need to
we should.
Maybe.
We really should do an Almodovar. Right. Actually, Time Me Up, Time Me Down might be it.
No, but we haven't done very many non-English language films. And
yeah.
Maybe it's time for another trip.
The Smooch Foreign Film Club.
Yeah. And this is how ideas are birthed.
Yes.
Yes.
Whether they're good, we don't know. It doesn't matter. They're going to be great.
If you have concerns about the fact that we did a commentary for 50 Shades, trust me, so did we.
Yes.
And you'll hear plenty about it.
My favorite thing was when we actually recorded the episode of 50 Shades of Grey and Moises was the only one to rewatch the movie. And he's so angry.
Oh, that's
it made
right.
me so mad. Made me so mad.
That's the dedication that you give. We appreciate it.
We do.
But also, really? Why did you
You know, I wasn't paying that much attention when I was drinking.
No, but one thing I remember fondly, and I'm not going to spoil it, but I feel I made one of my most excellent metaphor referencing a scientific principle.
You did.
Whether something
well.
Is there or not.
Yes.
You'll have
yes.
to listen. I'm not
yes.
giving it away,
yes.
but I
yes.
think of it frequently.
Amazing.
And I forget, so you're going to have to remind me later.
Okay.
Well, I think we're going to send you off into the past, but also with new material and our 50 Shades of Grey commentary. So have fun.
Okay, stop. We have to start the podcast
Woo!
Now.
Go team.
Then you can talk about your dick.
Welcome to another episode of Incomprehensible Agents of Smooch. We are back with, yes, you've all been waiting for it, 50 Shades of Grey. We are going to do this. Some of us may have been pre-drinking because, you know, it's going to be fun. And I have with me the usual suspects. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Annette. I am here, not drunk, but very, very ready.
Excellent. What are you drinking?
I am drinking, I don't know what to call it. I'm sure we'll come up with a name. But it is the UV Blue Vodka with Sprite and grenadine, which makes a really nice silver, purpley gray color. I don't know. It's really good. So we're set.
Awesome. And I heard Jean. Hello,
I'm
Jean.
I'm here. Hi, glad to be back now for my first watching of 50 Shades of Grey.
This is going to be fun.
I have been pre-drinking because I think I don't know what to expect exactly.
Sex.
And for this recording, I actually created a new cocktail. I went to the store and I got some interesting sparkling wine from Italy, from a female-owned winery, and it's called, the name of which is Bulli, like Bulli, and it's a sparkling Ortrugo, and I like it a lot. It was recommended by the guy in the store, and then I found in the drink accessory aisle a bottle of a local Portland Syrups Company called Rose Cordial Syrup because I wanted something, you know, Kier like, you know, to give it just a little bit of je ne sais quoi. And so it's just rose petals and hips made into, you know, with sugar made into a syrup. And it's really good. It's just like, it's brut. It's like a brut champagne with Brutes just like best. A hint of rose flavor. And I think I'm going to call it the, I had so many ideas for names. They sort of write themselves, the bully rose.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah, so, that's good.
Especially anyway, so for the show. That's so good.
That's what I was
That's so good, Jean. I'm mad.
Don't be mad. But yes, anyway, that's me. That's Since what I'm drinking. Normally not making cocktails, I feel very hip and very Portlandy today.
Well, and that. Tiff, who normally makes cocktails, said she's going for the basics today. Hey, Tiff.
Oh, I'm so basic. I'm basic from Miss Steele. Here we go.
Nice.
Yeah.
I got myself a watermelon White Claw.
Classic.
Here comes the kitties. No, kidding. This is the whole thing. I'm saving my Dark and Stormy for the next movie because we need to get a little bit darker. So we need to start light. Mm-hmm. That's how we're going to do. Mm-hmm.
And of course, we can't do this without Moises.
We're already marked explicit, so I can say that I'm 50 Shades of Fucked Up, Annette.
We're doing 50 Shades of Grey, so I really hope that your kids are not listening to
yeah,
this.
Yeah, me too.
Warning.
Annette, Moises. I went a little bit upscale. I usually hit...
You didn't go to 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. I didn't. I went to Siete Once for my backup wine, which is currently chilling. But I went to... The grocery store. I know. High class,
whoa,
right?
Whoa. High
to
class.
Get, you know, damn. It's not everybody that that lives their true life out loud on their front porch, but I got Porch Swing brand premium sweet wine. It's the Sweet Red Reserve for this movie that prominently features a red room. This classic Concord wine is bright and delicious, with gentle sweetness, as satisfying as a summer evening breeze. I like that they have to say that it's delicious. And, you know, I mean, did I assume...
Just in case you missed that.
Yeah, I bet your wine's dog shit. I bet it tastes like garbage.
Well, we'll find out. It can't be worse than this movie, can it?
Luscious, fruity, and just sweet enough, with familiar Concord flavor and a touch of fizz. Concord flavor, like they keep talking about Concord grapes. Like, you know what? I want to get fucked up on a PBJ without the peanut butter. That's what I want.
Well, I am also being a basic bitch today, and I'm just got a gin and tonic, and I may have commanded Nick to stroll in at some point with another gin and tonic, but just in
shirtless?
Case, I also, yeah, always, he's always walking around shirtless.
Pool boy.
Put that, yeah, wearing jorts, but hey.
Jorts, take a drink.
Drink.
I also have a backup Strongbow Rosé Cider, just in case I, you know.
Very nice.
Nice.
Feel like we're going to need it. Kathy put together a list of rules that I think are going to kill us.
You're welcome.
So, these are in the show notes, but here they are. One, drink every time Anna puts something in or near her mouth.
Ooh.
Glad that that sentence ended with mouth.
Drink every time Anna giggles in a context that doesn't call for giggling. Every time you notice a lack of chemistry between Dakota Johnson and Jamie Doran. Every time Christian Grey strongly implies that he's into BDSM without actually saying it. Drink every time Anna literally jumps and gasps at the sight of Christian. Every time Anna and Christian refer to each other as Mr. Grey or Miss Steele. Drink every time you see a butt and every time you see a nipple. And that is our list.
I'm ready.
We're ready for this. Let's just get
to
it.
I'm already fucked up.
You've got to count us in, but maybe you should say which version we have.
Yeah, well, and so, you've got to do the whole...
Oh, yes. Make sure you're on a single, like on straight time... You're not doing anything fancy with the sound.
No smart speed, no stripping silences, yes, et cetera.
I'm going to end up counting us in on just a word, like 3, 2, 1, and a word proved more difficult the further along we've gone. So I'm just going to use a three-word phrase. So you know it's coming on the third word.
Wait, so okay. We say it now. Now we say it on the third word, not...
There's no numbers involved. He's really testing us. No numbers.
This is complicated.
The third word we press play.
I'm just introducing more chaos.
So we would hit it on one, is what you're saying.
Not person, man, woman.
Yeah.
Oh, Gene, we are not getting political here.
Sorry. It feels like a cognitive test. So we click on the third word of the phrase.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do it.
Okay.
And it's the explicit, unrated version.
Yes, it's the unrated version, far as I can tell. I hope.
That's what we want.
The one that's 2 hours 8 minutes, 2 hours 9 minutes long, that sort of thing. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Fuck the paperwork.
A great sentence that's used does not. Yeah.
I mean,
we'll get there.
I mean,
wait,
it really.
Did we press go?
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. On the word paperwork?
Yes.
Yeah. That was.
I know.
Yes, that is what happened in the past, Tiff.
Wait, can anyone hear my video?
19, 20. No, I don't think so.
I think it was me that I had to turn it down a little, even in my earphones.
I'm at
24. 28.
27.
29. 30. 31. Okay. See, Moises, you're a terrible counter.
We'll have to hire an
outside.
We're
going to have to ask.
What did I count?
It's
I didn't
clear.
Count anything. I just said words.
I know.
That was the problem.
That was exactly the problem. And okay. You paused in between.
I've just got to. I've got
so long.
I've got to pull out my ballet master stick and teach you how to
do we have to start
cues.
Over?
No. I don't know.
No.
52,
53,
56, 57, 58.
Close enough.
59.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Close enough.
All right, we've got these blue hints of from Twilight.
Wait a minute, is this Twilight?
Ooh. Yeah, I know.
It's blue
the
again.
Color.
Oh, it's Seattle.
Everybody likes blue.
It's blue.
So familiar.
The soundtrack is amazing, though.
I haven't actually really watched this movie. I tried to watch it, and then I got bored and fast-forwarded through it.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to be honest. When I heard that they cast Jennifer L. in this, I was like, oh my God, I get to see Jennifer L. naked.
Yeah, I love her, obviously.
And then as the mom. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
I reject this reality.
Everyone, let's talk about the rest of the cast is fantastic.
I hate most of his ties.
They're all terrible.
Yeah. They're all so they're like Marshall's ties.
Right. Like there's nothing that says billionaire there other than the fact that they're
RIP Regis, but who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah, like Nordstrom's.
Yeah.
We're back in high school.
High school? It's college.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Not high school.
Is that a fancy car? I can't tell.
Sure.
I don't know. We'll
fancy
say
car.
Yes.
And her car is unfancy.
Oh, but it's way better.
What's the difference?
Hey, y'all.
I like it.
Yeah.
Get it?
Gray house?
Get it? They're from different social strata.
What?
What?
I didn't get it.
Get it?
Oh, she's putting her hair up.
Oh, she's so basic. Look at that pony.
I know. Where's the glasses? Then we
I'm
know.
A very serious girl.
Oh, but
does
biting
lip.
Your lip count for
no,
anything?
No, but we'll take a drink anyways.
She does bite her lip a lot. It's like a whole thing in the books.
She puts her lower lip into her mouth.
I want to paint my office the color of her sweater is the stage I'm at in this movie.
Nice. It's a very good sweater color.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
But it'd be a good office color, too.
Yeah. But of course, she had
to be better on my floor in the morning.
Ayo!
Wait, did she change cars?
Yeah, she borrowed her roommate's car because,
The
bug roommate has like a car that's a million times better.
Right.
You know what? I'm just,
Oh,
perfect parking.
Of course, right in the front.
That, of course, was a 2.5-hour drive.
Right? Like, that's the part. They only showed the 90-mile, like, the, yeah. I can't even go into, like, the location-based bullshit.
Yeah, we'll try. I'll try to refrain. But
yeah. So this is her interview, a super high-powered dude, and that's her outfit?
Outfit, yeah.
Like, her like, Marmee sweater?
Uh-huh.
This happened really fast.
I'm here for the governess position.
But it's this fast in the books, too. It's like the first chapter. This is what she's going. Look at her boots. I forgot how terrible the boots are.
Oh, her boots.
So bad.
Is she here to join the Three Musketeers?
Does she not know how to hold a job?
No, because she's not that kind of interview.
Like,
she's a college student for a newspaper.
I'm just here on all fours. Whoops.
Right away.
I hate this.
There is no chemistry here.
This is a drink, right?
That's a drink.
Yeah, that's a drink.
Yeah. You know what that look means?
Wait, it means 4 minutes in.
Like that look from Christian Grey is, I think I'm going to chop you up and bury you in my basement.
Yeah.
Not, I'm going to have sex with you. It's like a serial killer look. It looks like.
He said Miss Steele.
Yeah, he did. All right. Oh, but another one. Yeah, take a drink. Plus, this is clearly the future. Why are the notes on a freaking piece of paper?
She's really bad at her job.
She's frumpy and old-fashioned. She's just so old-fashioned.
So classic.
He's like so...
He's over it. Okay,
like,
but
does
can we
he
talk
have
about
his
the
name
pencils?
On everything?
Yes, he has his name on the building. It's the gray house.
I know, but it's like gray, just gray on his pencils.
So here's the thing that I hate. I have nicer suits than that. Like, what?
Well, he doesn't wear suits all that much.
That movie made pencils.
Yeah, well, he went to Macy's and he was like, here, give me that right off the rack. That, please.
Yeah, none of this is...
It's like the setup for a porn, but way less exciting.
Right.
I'm here. I am a businessman who does business, man.
Like,
welcome to do this interview.
I am normally one to, like, let's compliment the shit out of the, like, costume directors and the set designer, costume designers, and whatever words there are. There's really nothing in this. Like, what kind of, it's frustrating to me that they looked at this set and was like, yes, this is what we would have a billionaire's office look like.
Said Miss Steele again, but I just took a drink, so.
Yep, so did I.
Yeah, this was a $40 million movie that looks like it was production designed out of the back of an Office Depot.
He does have a Mont Blanc, though.
That's true.
That's where they put all their money in pens.
Yeah, yep. In the one
but that's
pen.
Like one of the cheaper ones,
right?
Too.
It's not even the higher end. No. Well, and the pencils
he has
too.
A basic bitch Mont Blanc.
Yeah, it's a Mont Blanc. It's a Mont Blanc spelled with two N's.
It's the Mont Blanc they got down at the Office Depot.
Was this supposed to be smoldering, like here?
Yes.
Yes.
It's not.
It's not. I think that's
it. There's no chemistry. Yeah,
see, the problem is there's no foreplay. Like. They didn't build up to anything. We don't know anything these characters.
No, about any of the characters at all.
So, like, how could you even feel smoldering at all, even if there's no chemistry between the actors? If, the audience hasn't even gotten to like any of them.
He enjoys various physical pursuits. I think that was an implication that he likes BDSM.
Yep. Take a drink.
I drank. Yes, sir.
But that desk, too.
The submissive will drink.
What?
The look he gives her. Oh, how could you think that I was anything but incredibly straight, as it says in the script?
Right,
Mr. Gray,
drink.
Mr. Gray, take a drink. Oh, and we got
mouth
pencil on her mouth.
Mm-hmm. Chug it.
Oh my god, I'm gonna need like 30 drinks.
I know. Yeah. I think we're gonna die.
I'm glad that I got backup wine.
If that was my pencil, it would have already had teeth mark in it.
Well, then Gray would have been smoldering.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Right. Smoldering.
I'd be better at seducing him. Come on.
I think everybody on the planet is better at all of this than either of them are.
Right.
We're not finished here.
That's my assistant that I whip on the weekends.
She was that captivating.
Right.
I think that he's supposed to like how naive she is.
And the innocence.
Well, it's one of the things that's bugged me about this is that, you know, I'm not part of the BDSM community, but it implies that grooming and gaslighting and abusive behavior is synonymous with BDSM.
Right.
And that's a normalized part of it. And that annoys the fuck out of me because I know that that is not it. That is not the way that it is. And this is all like. He's into her because he feels like he can bend her into the shape of steel that he wants.
I'm super excited to have Veronica on the actual episode, and we can talk about this whole really community. So stay tuned.
You could say that my tits are on fire for it, Kathy.
I mean, I do appreciate that there are like multiple chapters basically, you know, dedicated to consent.
Yes.
In this whole thing.
There's a lot of consent.
Yeah. There is that.
Yeah. But this setup in the movie, for those who don't read the book, it's very much, I see someone to victimize. This seems like a great idea. To victimize this woman.
And I think it's helpful, too, that the books are from her perspective. So it's like we're not seeing
she had a very different experience here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, I just had sex with this guy in my mind, and I didn't
feel
it at
I need to get cooled off by this blue rain.
Don't worry. I'll have 2.5 hours on the ride home. And yet she's still, like, looking wet. Clearly not working.
Well, I had no idea that was that long.
Yeah, it's a long drive, especially in the middle of the day of a work week. Like, there's no way. Mm-hmm. I have done that drive in a day before, and it, like, there and back, and it's not fun.
It's like going to Calgary from here.
Yes, of course, Annette. I know exactly how far that is.
Uh-huh. Well, like, gosh, I know how far things in Washington are.
Well, I know exactly how far that drive is. Oh, that's a real long one right there.
It's 3 hours.
Oh, so Dallas to Austin.
It's very flat and straight. You basically drive one straight flat highway for 3 hours.
Like Dallas to Austin.
Right.
AKA real
I'm
Texas.
I'm drinking again because I'm bored.
I know.
This is probably part where I was like, fast forward.
I'm so bored. I'm like, I'm bored of hearing myself talk, which, I mean, that's a rare thing for anybody.
We're talking about travel distances.
Mm-hmm. You know the gas station.
Oh my God, I just noticed the tagline. It says, I track the world's wealth. Christian Grey. That's such bullshit.
Also, like, what does that even mean?
Right? It means nothing.
Nothing.
Also, like, nobody cares. We don't even know who that is, other than it's the roommate.
I don't care who any of these people are.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't have any chemistry between them either.
No.
Yeah. Everybody in this movie is a stranger to one another.
Yeah, and Kate is a better actress. Like, I want to watch her do more, like, talk more, and, like, I feel something from her.
Yeah, I feel like she maybe would have done better in that.
Like, did no one want to be in this movie, but they got paid a lot of money?
I'm sure that's what it was.
Lots of people said no to this movie.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm. That's
right. Elon Musk, another abusive piece of shit.
Biting your lips again. That should definitely be on the list for next time.
Drink.
Oh, no. Isn't it something about her mouth, though?
Oh, put something in or near her mouth.
Yeah,
okay, here we go.
Close.
Here we go. Here we go.
There we
do
go.
It. Do it.
Lips count.
Oh, and it's just, it says in
her there
ear.
We go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and it says her lip, too. In the thing,
not like,
it says,
like, sex with a pencil right there.
Nope. Not at all.
Yeah, if he really spent money, he would have custom black wings made.
Okay, this guy's more
likable. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd much rather watch her fuck this guy.
They have chemistry.
They have chemistry, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He He's cute.
Team whatever this dude's name is.
I don't even remember the whole thing.
We'll call him Steve.
Yes.
Team Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Steve.
Team Nice Guy Steve. That's the spinoff.
He's adorable.
Team, 50, team 50 nice Shades guy of Steve.
Title.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Mom. Mom is super sexy.
Alligator yes. Brackets. Fan self. Hello. Aww. Hello.
Oh, that's Jennifer.
Yes.
It's Darcy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is. Yeah, it is. It is rare that that a celebrity following me on Twitter really makes me go, what? But for the brief time she was on Twitter, when she followed me, I had an anxiety attack.
Oh, he's cute, too. Why don't we go out with him?
Hey, here we go. Let's do 50 Shades of Chad.
Yeah.
You'll follow Chad.
Wait, his name is Chad.
Not, well, he's not totally a Chad, but on, he's
wait, no,
totally
he has a
Chad.
Name tag. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, it's the guy who's going to murder me.
That was a
bury
jump
in his
and gas at the sight of Christian.
Yeah, yep. Take a drink.
Take a drink. I'm going to have to refill my glass.
Horror
also,
movie
is Chad
suspe-
is my Roomba's name.
Sex.
I love your Roomba.
He does have a nice smile.
It's a great name.
So, the only thing I've seen him in is Once Upon a Time. And he was very cute in that. And it worked.
BDSM.
Sorry.
Yep.
He was asking for cable ties.
Thank you.
He had chemistry with everybody on Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
What's like he is like, sending
do they
out
hate
signals
each other or something?
That
because
he's sending out stuff she is just not responding to at all.
Yeah.
Because, like, look at his little smile there. That's pretty cute.
You know, here's one thing that even people who don't particularly defend the movie are necessarily on my side for. If they just let him use his natural Irish accent.
Oh,
just
100%.
Let Christian Grey be Irish.
Yes.
Just let him be Irish.
Yeah.
And he would have, I don't know, Europeans playing American. It never feels as natural as them just being themselves.
Well, neither does Europeans writing books based in America.
Yeah.
Which is why they tell you to go from Vancouver, Washington, south to Portland to go north to Seattle. But that's fine.
Well, that's just like going from Bristol to Worcestershire or something.
Did we drink for the knots and all the cord?
Drinking for
it
right now.
Yeah, we'll drink for it.
I mean, I'm no expert, but I
hear he could just take all his clothes
sexy.
Off.
Take all the clothes off, but it's not the BDSM part.
Mm. When do we see a butt?
They have to sign contracts and paperwork first.
I'm here for
butts, comma, when question mark is what the first 20 minutes of this movie should be called.
Yes, I think that might be the title.
When will we see butts?
Where are the
butts?
No.
Butts, comma, when?
Butts, comma, when? Question mark. Oh, hold on. Let's see his name tag. What's his name? We must give names.
Oh, shoot. We missed the bit.
It looked like four letters. Was it like Dave? Paul?
I think it might have been Paul. I don't know.
It's probably Chad, though.
It's totally Chad. See, the business cards are better quality than like the pencils.
Yeah.
The business cards are again American Psycho, like sociopath level attention paid.
I mean, he could have also just bought murder supplies. I'm just
Portland.
Gonna say, like,
they're
are
in
also
Portland right
supplies.
Now.
Oh, okay.
He went into the Office Depot and they said, "What color would you like the typeface set in?" And he said, "Bone every day." Oh, hey, Steve's back.
Yes.
Oh, he looks cute in his little cardi.
He has a name, and now I've got to find out what it is.
It's Steve.
He had another name, but Steve's his name now.
Yeah.
Like, why do we need three people to manage this photo shoot that's super...
Well, and especially that none of them are, like, the actual photo shoot.
His name's Jose.
Oh,
I do like
50
a,
Shades
a vest,
of Jose.
I'll have to say.
Oh, yeah. A vest is very nice.
I'm taking notes. Okay.
It's not your boyfriend.
How do we feel about beards? Do Paul, I shave this?
You were
or
right.
What?
Paul.
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 50 Shades of Paul. I don't know. I think Paul is one shade, to be quite honest.
Yeah, and that's
like
blonde.
Very transparent, clear white. Shade.
He's like, he is the one shade that comes out of that bottle that he got his hair color from.
Look at us in a trendy coffee shop. Remember when we could go to coffee chairs? Shops, guys?
Fresh
look
brew
how close
coffee.
Everybody is.
I know.
Metal folding chairs.
Like people have like clean and they did makeup.
Yeah.
Wow, this is really edgy and hot without all the plastic
gosh,
sheeting everywhere.
She's
and all
so
boring.
Around.
I'm so sick of her.
they're both so boring.
The most boring or the least boring part about her is her eye color. Like that's
yeah. She has it. Beautiful blue eyes. Are those natural? Are those contacts?
Who knows?
I think those could be.
I'm drinking because they lack chemistry.
I like that that's an open-ended like yeah. drinking choice. I study English lit, and Mrs. Darcy is my mother.
Yes.
I wonder if that's what they like reached out to her for. We're like, you know what would be great? If you could
see,
play
even
mom.
He's bored by her.
Yeah.
I dig that his butler, you know, bodyguard, whatever it is played by Max Martini, who's radically more attractive and interesting and engaging than he is.
Oh, yeah.
What's
like,
going
just look
on
at
here?
Him. Like, he doesn't even say anything, but you just look at Max Martini and you're like, hello, Dad.
I'm not the man. For you.
What?
You should still steer clear.
Okay,
like,
Edward,
I'm still thinking about the guy from Pacific Rim right? while he's
therapy?
Doing this.
You can so see the Twilight fanfic.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shining it's... through.
Peck yes. and Paw.
Stay away from me.
Peck and Paw.
I'm the...
What's the name
bad,
of the cafe?
Did...
The
yeah.
You know,
oh my God,
you know what
you're
I,
so silly.
Hey, Kathy, you know what we're doing tonight?
We're so partying.
Wait, she can't put on lip gloss?
Of course not.
She can't.
Kathy, I'm too drunk already. Put on my lip gloss.
Look at my t-shirt.
This actor, her name is Eloise Mumford. She's the not sons of the Mumfords.
Nice.
Yep.
So he blows her off and then buys her books.
A very expensive. Like
expensive books.
First editions.
Yeah.
He went to Powell's after the coffee.
These are first
he's
editions.
Very hot
they cost
and cold.
They cost roughly $10 more than the regular editions.
But Moy says they're classic.
$10 American, not even Canadian.
It's $15 Canadian.
You know the horny
shot,
story
shot,
that I'm way
shot,
more interested in?
Shot,
take
everyone.
A shot!
The director of this movie and her husband, Aaron, like, I find them radically hotter than this entire movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was kissing her.
Again, a more interesting movie.
Yep.
Like this movie is so it's so unengaging and boring for what it's supposed
See,
to be about.
This is why I was fast forwarding it.
I'm gonna have to console myself drinking.
It's too bad we can't synchronously fast forward together.
Oh, she's drunk texting.
Drunk.
You
know,
totally
mean,
do it.
Hey,
she's
I'm gonna change. I'm gonna change yeah. his name on my
calling.
Phone to text, stupid texting. Butthead.
Oh, calling is way too much.
Whoa. Calling is too much.
Calling yeah. is too
look at him
much.
With his, look at him with his iPhone 5 Drunk and dialing. she's calling him on that T9 piece of mess. In a minute, she's going to just like drunk
You're
play
a T9
snake
piece
in the bar.
Of mess.
Yeah,
T9
I know.
T9 piece of mess.
She's just so low class. That's what I'm saying. The movie's communicating to us that she's yes. so low class.
Because he's in like this beautifully lit room with the backlighting and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Fancy Pants. I'm very good at drunk acting.
I said whoopsie doopsies.
I feel like I could probably do this movie better than she could.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
I would watch that.
Stay away from me. No, come here. Give me a hug. I love you. I'm very drunk.
Also, sit down.
Is he going to come in his helicopter?
Just drunk calling you.
Of course.
I think he has come in his helicopter. Oh. Boom. Sorry. Wow. If the movie were better, I think the jokes would be better too.
Yeah.
But I can't know for sure. I've almost killed this bottle of wine, not even paying attention to the rules because I'm so despondent. Like, a horny movie should just be better than this.
That's the problem, is like, we're, what, how many minutes in? And I'm not horny at all. Title of this episode.
All right, everybody, quick horny check. No.
Should say.
Yeah,
Black Keys.
How are you?
Welcome, Jose.
Okay.
Because trendy band T at a club.
I'm at a -1.
On horniness?
Yeah. Like,
a one to horny.
On one to
right,
horny.
Negative one with you.
Yeah. I'm on the negative integer side with Jose, the dollar store Jacob.
Yes.
Hey.
Oh my God, he's dollar store Jacob. Oh no.
Dollar store Jacob.
Check it out. He's not the hungry man meal. He's the hungry
man. He's not even wearing shorts.
He's not even listening.
Oh, he's holding back her hair.
The fact that he showed up is really messed up.
Yes.
The fact that he showed up is really messed up. The fact that the nice guy was trying to make out with her when she was very clearly wasted
is not great. And saying no over and over again.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Also clearly fucked up.
Get away from her, filthy brown man who doesn't care about consent. I totally care about consent until I murder her.
Instead,
and bury her in my basement.
Instead, I show up when she didn't ask me to.
And told me to not come. Because I need to protect her.
That's the true definition of consent. Doing stuff that a woman doesn't ask me to do.
And bring my brother.
Christian Grey's like, hey, I need you to fuck a girl. Want to come fuck a girl? Like, what was he saying to him?
See, that look right there was prettier than, like, that was a better look than he's done, like, anything else.
Yeah.
And now.
It still comes off like he's figuring out how he's going to dismember.
Oh, 100%.
Like.
Well, he did buy, like, serial killer supplies already.
I mean, yeah. Right. He is a little dextery.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But honestly, like, Dexter was hotter.
He had better
chemistry going on.
Yeah, he had chemistry with everything.
This all I get is
because
killer.
He wanted to kill everything. But like this guy, did he take her home to his house and not to this thing? Oh, I forgot about that. Oh my god!
Oh my god! You're gonna take the blue pill.
Oh man! When MRA Twitter sees this,
Morpheus, no.
Oh, look, touching her lips. I need to take a drink.
She's going down the rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
See ya. Time to see the Matrix.
Is that just a movie thing or a book thing?
Anastasia.
Too? The blue pills?
Yeah. The whole Alice in Wonderland thing?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't. The Alice in Wonderland, I don't remember being in the books. I, by the way, for the record.
He did set up like orange juice and stuff.
Yes, he set up like a little side table, but it wasn't eat me, drink me bullshit. Also, I did not read the books in preparation for this because I just could not.
No, I only read a blog that like made fun of the books. That's as close as I got to, and every chapter would break it down, and it was glorious.
You know what's a choice? Saying necrophilia at this point. That's a
it's
real
like she
choice.
Was drunk, not dead.
Yeah.
But he's thinking about her being dead. Again, this is a serial
killer
story that has fucking in it later.
He's a serial killer.
It's basically Sexy American Psycho.
Right. Mm-hmm. Isn't...
That's not a problematic at all. The wine's
really
working, everybody.
I really want toast.
Well, bringing up that like her clothes are covered in vomit like, and then I wash them.
Wait,
I don't want your used shirt.
what?
What is happening?
Yeah, this is... That's an interaction that happens when you've known somebody longer.
Nope.
The movie has not earned any of this. He has not earned any of this.
What's going on?
None of it is earned.
Oh, by the way, we're seeing nipples.
Oh, yeah.
Nipples.
The nipples.
Two drinks for two nipples.
The nipples begin. Nipples.
Yeah, I think we need two drinks. One for each nipple.
I thought in the books, too, it took him a long time to, like, show his bare chest to her.
Yes, because he was like, very concerned about it, yeah.
Because he has, like, those scars.
Yep.
Does he have scars? I'm not seeing them.
They're, like, cigarette burns.
Oh, okay.
And there's only, like, five. I thought there was a lot more. It was more impactful.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Everything.
But they can't make him not hot for the movie.
Well, clearly, and he's going to show his chest all the time, so it can't be that much.
I mean, they almost, like, my feeling is they set up the cigarette burns and that kind of thing is, like, how Mr. Rochester in Jane Eyre is supposed to be not hot, like he's not conventionally attractive, like he's scarred somehow before he's actually he's scarred. Physical. Spoiler alert for Jane Eyre.
Mm-hmm. Oh, something touched your mouth.
Yep.
Wait a minute, are you telling me half an hour into this movie we're considering maybe getting sexy at one point?
Oh, she bit her lip again.
Bit her lip.
She put that lip in her mouth.
Is that on the list?
No, but it should be.
Put something in or near her mouth, i.e. her lip, her finger, a pencil.
Oh, look at all the fancy clothes that she has
on. Oh, my God, totally.
Here's, it's from like anybody who thinks there is nothing to Twilight...
Twilight
after they watch this is trash.
Yeah. Yes.
They're trash if they watch this and still go, Twilight's not great. You know what? In comparison, Twilight is fucking Shakespeare.
Or Tess of the Duperville.
At least they have a chance to like build chemistry in Twilight.
Well, there is like you get their relationship.
Yes. And you get the characters. There's none of that, let alone their chemistry with each other.
Yeah,
there's no character
like, who's
development.
Who's going to sign this written consent when I have like no feelings for you?
Right.
That I'm not going to touch you without your consent. And she's like, what?
Written consent. He said.
I hold on a minute. Beep 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 beep. Yeah, no detected horniness.
Whoa.
Chemistry. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Wait
chemistry.
A second.
The chemistry is kind of okay for a minute. What's happening? This is weird.
Yeah. You could drop that scene into any other movie and it would be like,
read the room,
holy
read the elevator, don't get in.
Whoa, how extreme was it? They were two human beings consentingly making out in an elevator. They're naughty.
Naughty, naughty.
Mm. See, what I did like about the books is that like they let that elevator mood linger.
Yes.
Before he jumped her?
Mm-hmm. Like you felt it.
I feel like he's a vampire.
He totally is.
The brother is a vampire.
Okay. That makes the movie more interesting. I'm going to just pretend they're vampires.
And... Yeah. See, their
chemistry.
Yep.
That's a good kiss.
That's chemistry.
And at this point in the movie, we leave Christian Grey and Anastasia Steele completely and follow the two of them fucking for 2 hours.
Right.
I do like her blue jacket, though.
Agreed.
Her roommate steals her blue jacket. And now we have everything interesting in the movie.
Yes.
Right. Just put the roommate in the blue jacket and everything is right with the world.
Yep.
Ooh, they kissed.
I had an almost sensual encounter, roommate.
Although,
two robots who have never felt anything almost
I'm
felt a thing.
I'm currently Googling that blue jacket to see if I can get myself one.
I know. It's so good.
It's a very good jacket.
Sadly, Tiff, there's nothing in this movie so far that I can irresponsibly order while drunk.
I'm ordering that jacket.
Send a link.
Yeah, if you do it, we'll put the link in the show notes.
Ooh, there's one from Banana, but it's not blue. And
right lips.
She's just like shoving things in her mouth. She's like a 2 year old.
Coronavirus.
I know. Coronavirus.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, seriously. Can she fuck this guy instead of him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like she has more chemistry with him.
I think she's the weak link. I think I want to see him fuck someone else.
Uh huh.
Oh, now she's got like the same jacket in brown. Which is also
slightly different.
In my now not past life, my revived life as an actor, when I was in acting school, I had a scene partner in an acting class, and she cited Jesus as the reason that she did not want to kiss me in a scene that very explicitly required kissing.
Ugh.
And I totally understand a woman not wanting to kiss some guy in her acting class that she got randomly assigned to.
God.
Right. If she was uncomfortable with that, like she should have asked for another scene partner. But this has the exact same vibe of you signed up for the thing where you kiss somebody else. Do you not want to do that job? Because there are other jobs.
Right. Well, and I mean, they did go through, I feel like the Christian Grey character got recast multiple times.
Yeah.
But never
her.
Yeah.
Oh. She should have been recast. Yeah.
I think
I feel like
she,
such a bitch for saying it, but
that I don't think is over he's very good, though.
Really?
Is it really?
Seriously.
The one she's wearing now? The blue one?
The jacket.
The blue one.
So basically, she wore a nicer jacket going out than she did for a fucking interview with a billionaire.
I like the song, though.
This movie is so engaging. This movie is so engaging that the most fervent thing that we have to talk about is a jacket choice.
Right? can you slip that link in?
Yeah, we want to see it. Also, will someone fly me around in a helicopter
I should order it because...
in Seattle?
No,
I'm opening
thank you.
My cider.
Hey, look, it's a building. We're going to go to that building.
I am more than halfway done with my drink, y'all, and we're only 35 minutes in.
Oh,
no. And not for a good reason. Like,
halfway through the big carafe. Of
I do want to drink. Thank you.
Yeah. I am drinking out of champagne flute. Which
I feel like my earlier decision to fast forward through it was the right one.
Yes.
So I saw The High Note, which thankfully, you know, she's in, and Tracy Ellis Ross is in, and Tracy Ellis Ross carries the movie. She's not as bad in that as she is in this, but the constant thing that I find with her, and this isn't tied to like likability, which is bullshit, misogynist horseshit that people throw at female actors all the time, but it just she never seems that interested in doing this job.
Mm-hmm.
And if she really dislikes acting this much, maybe she should be working in a hardware store.
Right.
Maybe she would be more enthusiastic about that.
All right. But first thing I saw her in was Peanut Butter Falcon, which I love.
No, she is good in that. Fuck, Jean, as usual.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Which one?
Thank you.
The Peanut Butter Falcon. It's an awesome film, and everybody should see it.
With Shia LaBeouf.
Oh wait, that blue jacket that we loved is the one that he bought her. So that's
I love that the blue jacket we're way more in love with than either of
like
the leads in the movie.
Know about the blue jacket.
I'm sorry,
about the blue jacket.
I would buy that blue jacket if I had $1,000 to burn.
50 Shades of Blue jacket.
Take someone it. Sponsor this podcast with clothing.
Okay,
so
this
I have
seems
very
like
bad
important
news.
Dialogue here. I'm listening.
Next.
I have
She's
very
like,
bad
Shut
news.
Up, I haven't seen this before.
Yeah, I'm so bored.
No, I'm sorry, we're ruining this.
No, you're not ruining it, but he said, just where he said, I don't make love, I fuck hard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Take a drink.
I fuck hard,
Are
yeah.
we getting the red room finally?
Wait, is that supposed to be
I was considering I fuck hard as the three words I was going to count us in with, but I wanted to save that for Jean.
Mm-hmm.
Make it special.
Your Xboxes.
That's a pretty aggressive thing for most people to hear.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially when you've just met somebody.
Focusing on his crotch.
And, I mean...
Like, you want to hear that stuff, like, a little bit in, you know? Like, when you trust somebody.
Right.
Like, you know,
yeah, then say that.
But not,
but like,
hey,
not two
we're
going
to...
No.
You don't want it, Tiff, you don't want first it to be date. Like, we're about to have our first sexual experience. I'm not interested in a woman's pleasure at all. I just fuck until I'm done.
Right.
That's not... That's not really a
also,
good lead-in, right?
No.
Mm. No.
Okay, so in about
dungeon.
30 minutes, you'll be dead.
This room looks more expensive. Well, clearly more expensive, but like the design of it is more purposeful than his fucking office.
Or his entire house, which is just basically one white box.
Well, to be fair, Kathy, this is his fucking office.
It's true.
The other one is his normal
Very
office.
True.
You know what? Softcore, same.
Like, wouldn't you have 1 million questions? Like, I would just be like, start asking questions like, what about this? What's this? Like, what's this? I don't know. I think we'd ask a million
things. Does she go to the director before this and she's like, I just want to put my hands on like one thing per rack, and I think that'll like communicate stuff. What do you think?
Also, coronavirus, don't touch anything. You don't know where this stuff has been.
Well, even before to be fair, corona.
Yes,
it's not
true.
Like she's like licking stuff, you know?
Right. Yet.
I do like that navy suit. I would like that suit. That's the first thing he's worn that I've wanted.
Should we find that too?
Yes.
Hey.
Thanks for shopping, Tiff.
When we got married, Nick wore a navy suit. Nice.
I said this to one of our... I have a navy Ralph Lauren suit that's, you know, off the rack, but it fits me nicely and it's good. One of our listeners brought up this topic of all white suits. And look, if...
That was me.
If we want to put up a collection... wait, it was you and then the listener yes-anded it? Either way.
Heidi.
Either way.
Hey, Heidi.
Either way, if Heidi results in me getting a white suit...
You should get a white suit.
Ooh, I would love to afford one. Ooh. I would love to afford one because I'd wear the fuck out of it all the time.
I'm going to show you guys the lookalike blue suede jacket.
Yeah. That's what we are.
I'm good at shopping.
The important things.
He's showing her the bed now. That she-
A nice dark navy smoking jacket. I could pull that off.
50% off. Oh, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
Wait a minute. Is it from some random company that says they're based in the UK, but they're actually based in Shenzhen?
Banana Republic.
I'm ordering two sizes to make sure I get the right one.
Oh, they don't have it in my size. Oh, wait, the blue one is. They have a tall in my size.
I think we figured out that this movie is really working really well because we're so excited about
I'm like, sorry,
ordering
is there
clothes.
A movie happening? Because I'm looking at that jacket.
I'm ordering it too.
Do you know how much time is left in this movie?
Oh my God. I think
everybody,
the red one's cute too.
Does everybody remember when
exactly
that amount of stubble was considered really hot?
Oh, they have Apple Pay.
Remember the model? The model is 5'10" and she is wearing a small, so. It could fit large.
Well, I ordered the tall version though, so that'll
be
lower.
A little longer.
Yeah. Mm.
See, I have a short torso. I'm
all
leg.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I need the tall in pants.
Director Weirstra, do we have a budget? Can we just order me one and see if it fits?
Oh yeah.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm looking at
free shipping over $50.
Yeah. Not to Canada.
Yeah, I'm ordering like 12 jackets. So
this episode of the Incomparable Agents of Smooch is brought to you by Banana Republic. Who didn't pay for this? We paid them. It's a weird kind of sponsorship, but it works for us. Banana Republic, more interesting than this movie.
That's saying a lot.
Banana Republic, they have 50 shades of just your
size.
Jacket.
50 shades of
jacket. Oh, sorry, they're making out, I think, soon. We should probably watch this.
Wow. No, they're not actively making out. We're hoping for the love of God that they will just start making out at some point.
Please, will someone fuck already?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. She does that a lot.
She's like, I know. I like do it all the time.
This is a contractual obligation. This is a contractual obligation. This is a contractual obligation. That's what they're thinking right now. So hot.
You have to sign the paperwork before we can have sex.
Now,
there we go.
Now,
are we going to see
this
a butt?
This is something I'm very much a fan of, which is removing a woman's trousers.
Yes. I do like that they didn't, like, shave or wax her.
I was just going to say, I like that, too.
That is actually nice.
I mean, I like her overall look. The fact that, you know, they made her not, like, you know, fancy.
Made up. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm beautiful, yet I look like I've had, like, 16 layers of plastic surgery.
Okay, I'm a little turned on.
This is okay. This is okay.
And a ranking of -1 to 10, what are you at?
I think
I'm still shopping for jackets, but I'm
paying attention.
Are you turned on by the movie or the goat?
Nipple.
Yeah, I don't want to get
very nice nipples.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to get too personal, but a lot of this matches how I prefer undressing a woman.
Very carefully.
You know, I get too personal, Moises.
Too personal.
We're watching a sex movie, you guys.
Like, yeah. What? We are? There's okay. Sex in this movie?
Okay, Tiff.
We're going to get some more nipples. Tiff.
We're basically all porn nipples. Friends now. So, sorry.
True. Yeah.
It's not the yeah, title of the episode. But, yes.
44 minutes to butts.
Title.
Drink, yeah, drink.
The movies where, you know, there are nude scenes and people are just, like, ripping clothes off unceremoniously, it's so anticlimactic, pun intended,
yeah.
For me.
That's what makes, like, Dirty Dancing so good, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Aww. Dirty Dancing I love Dirty fucking Dancing. Works.
So good.
We need to get awesome. Drunk and watch Dirty Dancing yes. Because I need to rinse this movie out of my fucking head.
I carried a goddamn watermelon.
In the camp thing that I did this week, I created a ballet monster because I wanted to be seen in tights.
Oh, you guys, y'all, sex happening, and we're talking y'all about Moises' ballet monster.
Yeah, okay. It's obviously very engaging sex.
Is that a gasp
sex.
When she sees yeah. Christian?
Yeah. Well, it was, yeah. That
counts. It's a gasp when he gets in there.
I know.
Yes.
I mean, remembering that she's a nipple. Virgin.
Okay. A thing that always bothers me about movie sex scenes, they're way too far apart for this to be working.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, let's be fair. It's great seeing the muscles in his lower back flexing like they're actually having sex. God,
such a back lady. Oh, yes. I love the back. Mm-hmm. Muscle backs. Oh.
Fade to blue. With
oh,
the
no.
We get a little, nope. Like, replay.
Mirror.
Here we go.
She didn't sign the paperwork yet, though.
But honestly, yeah. There wasn't much foreplay. Like,
No.
Which he doesn't do no. Foreplay.
He breathed zero. On her.
Yeah, he slowly
I breathed on
her.
That makes
nice.
Her wetter than she's ever been in her life.
Well, right, but also as a virgin. Like
I have magic breath.
Like really, yeah, even if you are ready after that little stuff, yeah, she is a virgin. Yeah. Even if you're ready after like that little, like you know, entertainment
about?
Of everything, mm-hmm. It's still mm-hmm. Like you still need more. Like come on.
Yeah. Well, and
that didn't. Seem
wait a minute.
Realistic.
Wait a minute.
In the latest,
I never. You know what?
It's Twilight now.
Of all the Twilight connections, I was like,
he plays piano.
When I kiss you like this, and I fuck you without leading into it.
Okay, Meatloaf.
It's so hard to believe that foreplay is for old people.
I would do anything for love, but I wouldn't do foreplay.
Look at that. She just descends on his
like
dick
to
like
sit
that.
On a piano bench.
Someone
just
that
quite
has
like
never
that
had any kind of sexual
right.
Anything before would not just be naked. Out in the
no,
middle
no.
Of nowhere.
No.
It would feel so self-conscious.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
You would have to be like the magical unicorn creature to be that.
Right. And plus, if that. Okay. Missionary. Probably once, no sort of any other foreplay interaction or whatever,
mm-hmm.
You're going to be sore, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like
on top of that, how do we feel about the song choice of Beast of Burden?
Yeah.
Very, I mean...
But also, can we talk about, like, that she knows where everything is in the kitchen?
Yeah, forget yeah. That, too.
And that
well,
he has
I mean,
that stuff in the kitchen?
House
Kathy, it's... It's because she's a good little girl who knows her role
how to get away
in life.
Around the kitchen.
Yeah,
yeah,
she's a good wife.
It's so good that, you know.
Jumped.
Drink.
Saw. Gasped when she saw Gray.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I've officially finished a bottle of wine and I'm incredibly bored.
I'm ready to go check out about my jacket.
I already bought my jacket.
You
did. I did.
Tiff.
I really should learn better.
Tiff, is it prepared for shipment yet? Is it ready to go out the door?
Extra 30% off clearance? I mean, you can't beat that shit.
No, you can't. You really can't. And
so
now
it's like half off and
extra
left.
30%. I've never been more aroused than there are naked people on the screen right now.
And now I'm going to be a good person and donate to the Portland Bail Fund.
Shut up, Gab.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Tiff, tell me more about that shipping discount.
Oh, ooh. Everything over $50 is free shipping. Hey.
Kathy,
but not
stop it. I don't know if I can handle that. Oh, wait, there are naked people on the screen right now?
Yeah, nipples.
Oh, nipples.
Nipples.
Sorry,
nipples.
I'm looking nipples. At
nipples. Nice breasts. I gotta say, they're very nice.
Yeah.
The nipples I'd like are to
nice.
Touch them.
I wouldn't be sad.
As would I feel comfortable saying after Tiff, you know, breaks that boundary for us.
I feel comfortable saying a lot of things in this right. setting.
You do? I'm shocked. This is news. I'm going to...
confirmation.
Yeah.
Yeah, got baby. The paper. Yeah. Tell me more.
When's Tiff, are you telling me arrive? That your order was received and processed?
Oh, this is okay. why he has cheap ties.
My that's actually really true. My favorite thing about Apple Pay, by the way, is that I don't have to enter my address.
I love that it's contactless and we're talking about contactless payment while we're literally looking at someone's breasts as their hands are being bound.
Friends,
no, we're so
not. I don't think this really
y'all we are so horny
porn.
For this.
I don't know, I'm not an expert, but
I mean, they're really naked.
Yeah,
like they're very naked,
happening.
But that doesn't make
I mean,
it porn.
Like
this,
the hip grooves and everything—you don't usually see that much.
No,
barely even qualifies as softcore.
But this is why it should
come
be
on.
Sexier than it is,
true.
Right?
Yeah, there. I've seen way hornier stuff on Cinemax that you know nobody remembers.
Yeah,
but I got like it's a lot of boob and like a lot of nudity it's, for
yes.
a regular movie.
Ed Bush.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
oh,
yeah.
Look.
There's some bush there.
The bush has landed, finally.
Wait, is that, like, real, or is that, like, Merkin?
That's totally real.
When, she's allowed
when
to
it,
have
when,
hair.
Yeah, when it's not real, it is...
It's a lot more. Yeah.
It's a lot more. It's like, they overcompensate like crazy. Here's the thing that I love most, is that it's Marcia Gay Harden.
Right.
Like, this is where the movie gets interesting to me, because a legend shows up.
Yes. See,
check
just
out that
like,
fucking...
Just like
look
in
at
Twilight,
that neckerchief.
His family has all of the great actors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Check out this immortal
Ooh,
vampire.
Was she supposed to come out and meet people, or was she supposed to hide in the bedroom?
I don't think he said anything.
He just said get dressed, which implies that she would come out.
I would have hidden, to be honest. Yeah. But that's just me.
You're pretty.
In the most condescending way.
Oh, it's Marcia Gay Harden.
Five lines in, Marcia Gay Harden is more fuckable than anybody in this movie.
She's so cute in this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great suit too.
Yeah,
it's a great suit. Like her,
Tiff. Can you find
dressed
that
more impeccably?
I love
yes.
that we know Moises's type.
Yeah,
look,
yeah,
my
we
type,
do.
Is my, look yes.
what's that look. Song? That TikTok song.
My type.
My type.
My type. My type is my type is somebody who looks like they're actually interested in anything. Sadly,
talent.
The
talent
leads of this movie
talent.
Talent is my type. Talent is very my type.
Guys, I just took like three big drinks.
Oh,
like,
I just keep drinking because I'm so bored.
Yeah. put me. I'm gonna grab my emergency wine now that we're back to nothing interesting happening.
This bedroom upsets me.
Yeah,
that shot upset me. There he is in the mirror, rack focus to her face, mm-hmm. because it's like we get it.
This is.
I want to know
this...
why the bedroom upsets you, Tiff.
It's just. It's so like.
Rooms to go.
The wallpaper. No. The wallpaper has like birds in cages, right? Like it's
right.
so like. Look at the like creature I'm keeping mm-hmm. in my house.
Yes.
And I'm gonna like have her in this white
Get
little
it?
Like bird cage palace, and it's really creepy.
Yeah.
Get it?
It's like the pure lady that I
sort
I'm
of a
to, like,
serial killer vibe. Do
then
you think?
Bring into my red room. Yeah, it's just it's too much.
Oh, just do it already. Come on, sign the paperwork.
That's not really my thing, but keep an open mind. I know you just had sex once.
Or twice.
or twice. But I'm not going to tell you what being a submissive is.
Or no. What devoted is. Or devoted.
See, okay. I'm going to make a pitch for why this isn't that awful. Not just the movie, but like the whole storyline.
Yeah.
He starts off as so, I can't change, right? Like, yes. I can't do anything. And he breaks down what, like, all of his personal assumptions to be with her. And like gives all like everything else a chance slowly. And I think that's kind of that part of it I like.
I can absolutely see that. I totally see that. Yeah. And I also can see how this movie can like
this video game
bring up conversations of like changing for the better because that's what you're like partner needs
and he doesn't have to win, right?
Right.
She ends up to win. Like her choices and her preferences.
Yeah.
He eventually like gives into those and is okay with it and happy with it.
Right. Like they have vanilla sex and they have these choices and they didn't sign a thing and like absolutely. And that's
and then there's like a little compromise going on. Like it's nice actually. Like they kind of do build of relationship out of consent and trying what each other likes because they want to for each other.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like exclusively like, oh, I just became this like total sex demon because that's what you wanted me to be, you know?
And just that phrase, vanilla sex. I mean, people talk about vanilla as if it is not a flavor, that it's the lack of flavor. There's flavor there. There's something interesting there.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, they're in the woods now. But like for me, it's
what kind of
like the interesting stuff about it gets,
17?
it gets killed every time, you know, we get a line like, oh, you want to take me into your red room of pain? And I just stop me if you've heard this before, maybe if this were a TV series.
What?
Drink, everybody
drink. Without the hegemonic control of the author, maybe that more interesting stuff in the source material could actually, you know, make its way to the adaptation. I don't fault the screenwriter at all. I fault E.L. James, period.
I'm not buying. I'm like, if this came up as a TV show, I'm like, out. I wouldn't buy it.
God, this is Twilight, you guys.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, me and my family were different. We're vegetarians.
I'm now pouring
rich.
Trojan Horse brand Pinot Grigio.
What?
Ooh, I like Pinot Grigio.
Bursting with bright citrus fruit aromas.
It is a great
and
wine.
This is more interesting than the movie right now. Leading to a crisp and clean finish.
You know what they say? People with butt chins are more attractive.
He's never taken anyone in a helicopter.
I mean, seriously, wouldn't he be about 13 times hotter in this movie if he had an Irish accent?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't even remember who he was in that TV show.
I don't make love.
Spoiler, but he's the first sheriff that gets killed.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have to say killed.
I know. I said spoiler first.
Just imagine him saying helicopter as an Irishman.
Oh, yeah.
Read helicopter. Carefully.
Helicopter.
Say it again.
This is the contract.
Now we're
read it carefully. I'm going to fuck you until you can't move.
Yeah, I'm about two. I'm at a two horny now.
Just consider it. And it's totally okay if I'm acting as a multiplier, translating into Irish. Read it over.
Okay,
sorry
so
for the pain.
It's the Irish edit. It's good. It's good.
Yes.
It's Irish edit. Release the Irish cut.
This will be the commentary we'll release where Moises redoes it. I had something brilliant to say,
and
I forgot.
There is, like, so many motorcycle jackets going on.
Yeah, everybody is wearing motorcycle jackets.
It was the hot thing of the time.
And now Kathy and I will also be wearing motorcycle
jackets. Heck yeah, we will.
When they run the mail.
This is definitely... This is gas station wine that I'm having now. And I did the thing where I got the knife to, you know, get the foil cover off of the cork. It's screw top wine. I didn't realize that.
Oops,
that's useful.
I like screw top wine. You know what?
I do too.
It tastes like
screw top.
Finely preserved screw top wine.
Screw top wine is brilliant because you can have a glass and spread it out for days.
Look at that beautiful
commentary.
That beautifully displayed MacBook Pro box right there.
Yeah,
she keeps her packaging like a good Apple nerd.
Well, she literally just got it.
She's going to
Instagram the picture.
She's such a geek. She's such a geek.
Also, though, like, can you sit down and use a computer instantly?
She's sitting down at it like it's a piano.
Right.
Like there's not, like, 2 hours of setup and making.
No, that's what the guy was for.
Oh, okay. Can
this
I have a
laptop
guy like
is,
that? I would like
this laptop
like
is
that.
Yours.
Take a drink.
It's been set up, and you've been pre-logged into your email accounts. I paid Best Buy top dollar to make sure. And what's more, you like it.
All right. While we're doing paperwork, I'm using the bathroom because paperwork.
Yeah. The parties agree to follows. The dominant and the submissive.
All the time.
Okay, in the book, do you have to read all the paperwork?
Yes.
Thank you, Nick.
They both have really great asses.
Nick was, of course, shirtless.
Which helps save the movie, I think, a little bit. According to the following safety procedures, you agree to the undersigned.
Wait, she's like moving in with them?
No, they're moving together to Seattle.
They're moving out of
their
college
apartment.
Where
does he live?
He lives in Seattle, too. They live in Vancouver, Washington, which is by Portland, Oregon. So, ooh, new TV.
The submissive will exclusively enter into a contract with U-Haul, not Penske, nor any other rental truck brands. The submissive will only wear Lululemon brand hoodies and jog among marked
really
trails
hoodies.
That are paved.
I used to make fun of them, but damn, their hoodies are good.
Yeah, they are like they're men's Lululemon's menswear. This episode brought to you by Lululemon.
Oh,
fuck everybody else.
Lululemon. Oh, I heard their sweatpants for men are amazing.
I have a pair of their sweatpants and their work pants.
I have a male friend who loves
nylon,
them.
Whatever. Yeah, no, I don't prefer them to Mac Weldon. This episode brought to you by Mac Weldon. Change your underwear. Mac Weldon for daily
God
wear.
God damn, we need more sponsors.
Yeah,
I own five different colors of Mac Weldon sweatpants.
All the clothes.
I love Mac Weldon sweatpants so much that I've ordered two different colors of their sweat shorts. Oh, Mac Weldon.
While watching a movie, if you sponsor
most of the time, I'm wearing fucking Mac Weldon.
What is this? Maxwell what?
Mac Weldon.
She is looking at some like
men's basics.
Actual
really men's basics for basic
yeah,
submissive
some beautiful
bitches.
Like photography.
You know, like these, they're not like dirty pictures. They're like
it's like she's cramming for a test.
Art. They're photographs.
She's cramming for a test, and the test is getting tied up and fucked.
I'm impatient in Seattle.
In Seattle, joke.
Yeah, I think we should get drunk and watch Sleepless in Seattle.
Let's do it.
Could we switch right now?
Gene? Oh, Gene.
Oh, my God.
This is not what I was expecting.
I told you.
I know.
Boring.
Gene, when I realized that you had not seen this, I was like, Gene's going to be really disappointed.
Right.
I feel
like we don't have to do all three of them. Do we?
I don't.
Well, we hit a gasp. We had a gasp so we can drink, so we can do one interesting thing.
Yeah, gasp.
That's true. He showed up out of the blue again, uninvited. Woo!
He's a dominant. He can do whatever he wants.
Got in the front door, too.
Because he pays for the building. That probably gives him all the rights he wants.
Which is upsetting.
No, that's the part in, I think, the second movie. Is that when she gets a job? Or is that still in this one? I don't remember.
She doesn't have a job right now.
Yeah, it's very easy to move to Seattle without a job.
Well, when you have a rich billionaire paying for your apartment.
Right.
Do we know that? Like,
oh, I'm sure. I feel like that's implied, isn't it?
Her roommate is paying for it because her roommate is really well off.
Yeah, she's on the car and everything.
Yeah. And so she's living with the roommate.
I like how she doesn't unpack her boxes like me.
She jumps straight.
That's the point we should be taking away from this scene.
Right. Well,
yeah. Her pants have been removed, and we're talking about moving and packing trends.
Talking about task management here.
Oh, now you can't take her shirt off.
Those are some good boxes over there.
Her arms already.
It's an extra layer. Uncomfortable.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Good job, front entry bra. She planned this very well.
I do like a front entry bra.
And that was a front entry sports bra. Those are hard to find.
Oh, those are amazing. Because, like, especially for larger breasts.
They're so hard to get into.
Oh, my God. I get stuck with my arms pinned around my head just like that, but by myself.
I know. And you're like, they have to fit snug. The worst.
You know how mean it is that he, like, removes his shirt after her eyes are covered? Like, she doesn't get to look at the merchandise. She just gets to get fucked by it.
I just gave her some
wine. By the
way,
you shouldn't spit wine into... Oh, it's ice. Oh, okay.
That's stuff in her mouth. Drink it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Take a drink.
Yeah, that counts. I think I figured out that as much time as I spend in Canada when I get drunk now, I get more Canadian.
Okay, come on. This is hot.
This is hot.
Yeah, this is hot as fuck.
This stuff is hot, like, out of the context of the movie. It's like if it...
It only took them 65 minutes to get horny.
Yeah. That's like, where are we?
I mean, I'm all for generous foreplay, but 65 minutes of...
Take a drink.
Here we go.
I like the normalization of condoms.
Yeah, it's like, that's good. We see that there's condoms.
We didn't see that
before. This episode brought to you by Trojan brand condoms. The thinner, the better.
Okay, that wasn't a lot of foreplay, though.
It's good. It's good for the penis to do a little bit of exploration before just thrusting in.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Sometimes,
but no, it was really
what do
every
I know?
Once in a while.
Yes,
every once in a while on special occasions.
But is this like her third time having sex?
Yes, Jean just hit the dick on the head.
yeah.
Also, I would just like to point out there is no indication that she's had an orgasm at all.
No,
because they fade to black.
True.
Well, Kathy, also, again, not to get too personal, but you'd be surprised by how many women I was with in college who didn't realize that them orgasming should be a priority.
It's not a surprise.
Until they met me.
Oh, boy.
But it's a very dick-oriented sex.
Yeah.
It really is. It's very troubling to me for exactly that reason.
See, I don't feel like the books imply that necessarily.
Really?
I think the movie definitely does. That, it, like, dick-oriented, like...
But
like,
I think, isn't that kind of always how sex is in movies?
Like,
not always, but frequently.
A lot of times.
It's like, it's frequently.
And then he's just gonna leave.
Bye!
See ya!
After she asks him to stay, which sucks.
Like,
overnight, that's, like, good enough.
We get glimpses of hot
twice
stuff.
Twice if you count when she was passed out.
Right.
It's just
being like upsettingly withholding.
Right.
Like we get glimpses of hot stuff that for me is completely undone by all the problematic shit that just makes me go with a gag in my mouth.
Ball gag, leather gag, soft gag, cotton gag, rope gag.
I'm not that kinky, but I'm willing to learn, mistress. Fine. I'll wear a suit.
Child all moving.
I'll wear a suit. I'll get it off the rack at Dillard's.
They're being like weirdly withholding, but not in like a good way.
Right. Yeah. Like it's not like building sexual tension.
No. Mm-hmm. It's like
another good jacket though.
No,
we talk about that one.
Yeah. These really weird messed up games with each other.
Yeah.
It's like a power.
Look, I remember the first guy I fucked in college.
Moises, stop.
Yes.
This is a better outfit than she wore for an actual legitimate business thing.
Yes. Yes. This is what she should have worn to an interview. Yes. That dress is great, actually.
It's a very... I love...
Okay.
His dick transformed her sense of style.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering when that would happen. I was expecting that. what kind of
is this? All the all my business meetings are lit.
It's yeah. Like,
I see, like Kelly Marcel, Kelly Marcel, who wrote the screenplay, I think deserves a medal for putting up with this shit.
Yeah.
So she lives on Lombard Street.
Like, can you imagine FYI. Having to write like 30 minutes into a movie about a fucking contract?
Right.
Ugh, like, I feel like this is supposed to be sexy and it's not. Drink to no chemistry.
I don't blame the director. Up. I don't blame the screenwriter.
Nope.
I blame E.L. James.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not like the weird thing is, I feel like the book.
Giggle uncontrollably, like inappropriately.
Yep. Drink. Yep.
Was that inappropriate? I thought that was kind of funny.
For a business meeting, Gene, it's very inappropriate, okay?
If this doesn't end with them having sex on the table, then I am against this.
Is this various people's virginal viewing of this movie, or just Gene's?
I think
well,
just Gene's.
I haven't watched this part because I think I fast-forwarded through it. I think I watched the whole movie in about 25
Annette,
minutes.
Annette, you're making all the best choices. you made better choices than the rest of us did. Dildo's
like
fine. Like, what a legendary delivery.
Oh, but you can see that whipping is still on the table.
Right? Yep.
Fisting's off the table.
Mm. You know what I'm wondering? Is if he had
Tiff
sex with
hits a grand slam.
Oh, yeah.
This is where we have appetizers served.
This is when you're having a really serious conversation in a restaurant and the server comes up.
How is everything?
The server comes up like just as you water? Go. So non-consensual fisting, not okay.
Wait, he didn't say what they are.
What a butt plug is?
Yeah.
Well, it's open to interpretation, Gene.
No,
she Googled it. I should have Googled it before watching this, I guess.
Yeah. Right. Christian didn't give you the instructions on what to Google properly.
I trust you've Googled butt plugs as per the contract.
Serial killer.
Yes.
That's a good question.
No. Say no to cable ties.
Yeah, that would hurt.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say how impressed I am with your commitment to this meeting. Are there any action items we're going to put in the parking lot?
Oh, he's giving you a date?
Oh, you're so generous, Christian. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for taking
it. I'd just like to let you know that this term paper is not going to be due at the end of the term.
Thank you for wanting to talk to me.
I just would like all my dates to be helicopter rides.
The submission date, as it were, is open-ended.
Huh. Which end?
He's looking a little cuter.
It depends on which end I feel like at the moment.
He's quite cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, his little smirk, his weird little smirk I like.
Yeah.
He's a beautiful man, and he's got a beautiful face, and he is throwing stuff that she is refusing to catch.
Table.
To use a horrible baseball analogy, he is trying to play catch, and she's not even putting up her glove. She's just kind of there. In the world of improv, you know, yes and is the ideal. This is yes, eh?
Yeah.
Swallow.
What is he? Data? On Star
yeah, but
Trek?
He's being a little psycho here. Mm-hmm. She said no. Like, it doesn't
like he's
going
to murder her.
Yeah.
What you
yeah.
immediately.
Like, also,
he's
a also, yes.
Naked murder. Right there. Just be like, no.
He's loosening his tie. Did she sign it yet?
No.
No, she pulled her hair over her shoulder, though.
Well, yeah, that's how dresses work.
Right. And I'd be pleased to discover that you're
she
naked
probably
underneath.
A bra.
Oh, that's true.
I guess like she bend you over. There.
She's probably totally not
his,
wearing
his
underwear.
Phrasing is
you
still.
You have to wear underwear. I don't. Okay. Okay. We need to talk this.
Tiff, do it.
No. Who doesn't wear underwear? Like, you have to be crazy dry to not wear any underwear.
Right.
I'm sorry. I know. I'm saying
I know.
It.
Like, no, it's true. It's
you
so
would be
true.
Making messes
that's
all over
totally
the place.
Like
all over
the place. A fantasy.
Yeah, it's great. It is a fantasy.
I mean, it's one thing if you like put on the dress and,
it's
and
like,
go somewhere. You don't sit down or anything.
Yeah, and it's a hygiene thing too.
They tear the dress off you within like 45 minutes,
like,
maybe.
You have to like
you know,
be an absolute saint. Like nothing, like one little thing turns you on. You're dripping down your leg. Like forget about it.
Yeah, it's it's the you show up wearing them and you remove them prior to the meeting. Kind of
and then
thing.
You
that's
put them
when
in
we
his
say,
pocket.
When we say,
yes.
I have to go freshen up.
Yeah, yes, yeah. There's
that's
some
what
precisely,
doing.
Precisely.
Like
I'm not speaking
do.
From
they, like...
experience, I'm sure, but...
no.
But, you know,
no,
you detect
they,
a certain
always...
choreography to the removal of one's knickers.
Right.
There is, true. Like, this whole perception of, like, this sexy, oh, this woman's not
you know,
wearing underwear.
This is
really,
why
like,
Bridget
so
Jones is good with the giant granny panties.
She's
yes.
the
yeah. really what we all want to wear.
Or it's like when they have sex and there's no cleanup. Like, excuse me.
Yeah, right. Like, what the fuck happened
she's
to wetness management?
To
come on.
Let's talk about, like, not getting a UTI,
UTIs.
Too.
Gotta go pee after. Fun facts you learn in commentary.
Yeah, honestly, I would find a sex scene radically hotter. I don't know that I've ever seen a sex scene in a movie that is followed by the woman going to pee because
what,
that's something that you kind of got
to
do.
Speaker?
No, yeah, I don't think they show that.
Like, there's a mess. It's a mess.
Hello there. I'm here to dom a girl from on stage.
No, but then like people
deeply
from,
moved.
Like,
everybody's got ropes deeply. Around their necks. She's gonna have ropes all around her later.
That's the actual
like,
Washington
like
State
for the
record.
Kathy,
why would she say that about him?
Because she's jealous.
Why didn't
like,
she
she's
say,
a jealous
I'm
bitch
him.
Is what she is.
I mean, but like not putting realistic things like that about sex in regular movies makes everyone think that they're weirdos. You know what I mean? Like if all
yes.
that stuff happens to you.
100%.
I'm taking notes.
And you're like, oh, am I a total like gross fool? Like what's happening? Am I doing this wrong?
This movie makes me so mad. Like, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to write something.
Well, at least they have her have hairy legs and like a bush. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
At least
yeah.
That.
Yeah. She's not like waxed to within an inch of her life, for Christ's sake. I mean, at least there's that.
It's not even that nice a tie. Come on.
It's
not even tied.
Not even that it's that nice. It's not nice
at
all.
It's crooked.
Yes.
Yeah. Big fat knot. It's not good.
Well, at the same time, a lot of times rich guys are fucking terrible at something as simple as tying a tie well. I've had rich friends who are amazed that I know how to tie a bow tie on my own. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. You have people for
dress.
That. That is a cute dress.
Let's find that one.
Yeah, I would like to buy that dress.
I have some.
We're back at that stage of the movie. Let's find something to shop
shopping.
For because who cares?
Hey, it's the guy from Due South.
He's like Cylon number 9 or something.
Yeah, Calum, Kenny something.
Sorry, spoiler alart. For Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, he's one of the stars of Due South, and you should all watch that show because it's great.
Yeah, Due South's a
Paul
good
Gross.
Show.
Someone should do a podcast with me on that with that one.
Is it available on a streaming service? Cause,
that's a terrible smile.
I feel like that might be contingent on my applying for dual citizenship.
I have all
okay.
the DVDs. Calum,
I think
Keith
I
Rennie.
Like her dress. I wish we could see it a little bit more.
Don't worry, Tiff has.
Tiff
a link.
Is finding it for us. So
I'm
okay.
trying to find it.
Okay, I'll buy it. I would buy that.
You would look so good in that jean.
It'd be a great
halter
wedding
top
dress.
And
like going to a wedding,
I
not getting married.
I think it's from Anthropology, or
Free People, this maybe.
We're like inventing a whole new genre of podcast here.
Commentary shopping.
Get horny for like 2 minutes at a time and then shop the rest of the time while
really,
drunk.
We're just shopping.
Yeah, we get horny
Ooh,
for like
they're sexily drinking tea together.
No longer than 120 seconds, and then shop the rest of the time.
Isn't that what you do when you're horny?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what makes me horny. Come on. Bought her a car. Ugh. Yes, it is.
Christian, that's a car. You're it's so smart. Oh, my God.
That's why grooming. They gave her a degree.
I love
grooming.
For the happy record, graduation, I feel like little at this girl. Stage, not what? Taking a car.
I had a car.
This is the part that, like, this drives me crazy when you have, you know, someone who is clearly, like, not... Spanky.
Is he not like forcing her to take the car now?
Kind of. Because he sold her car. Sold her other car.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Oh, that's a butt. That yep. was a little
take a drink.
Yep. In, like,
ugh, look at this. Gaspy. I have to fill my glass again.
It doesn't look like it hurts.
Yeah.
No. Barely sounds
not,
like it hurts.
It's not sexy and it doesn't hurt. It's like she's gasping wrong.
I'm sorry. I was checking Twitter. Did something sexy happen?
No.
No.
No?
He's
okay,
spanking
cool.
her like
so,
he's like,
so just like usual.
It's the sexy part is just seeing her underwear
butt.
And butt.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know. I'm not making the rules.
Oh, I like that it's a tie in the back too. Like for the belt, the dress. Are you okay? I spanked you and kissed you, and now I gotta leave without letting you know before we got in here.
Oh yeah, that's right. I've got some paperwork to do back at the office. This was great. Check out this beautiful watch. Brought to you by like, Omega. Product placement paid for.
Was it an like Omega?
I don't fucking know. Who cares?
Get Marco in here.
That's one of the most. It's one of the few interesting things that's happened this whole scene.
It can't be okay. an Omega. Someone that rich wouldn't even wear an Omega.
Probably not.
But he wears like cheap suits and ties. So
that's true.
Yeah,
he's rich because he's so frugal.
Rich people don't necessarily have good taste. They just have a lot of money.
It's true.
If I had enough money, I would buy good taste.
Check out this fucking watch. It's a goddamn Tyrex.
Here's the one to have good taste for me.
Right? Exactly. That's just exactly like, tell it. Me you what hire to wear. A stylist.
This
so
is Steve.
To has the dress. Let's see.
This is Steve. You saw him earlier in the movie. I hire him to have good taste in place of me.
I'm crying because...
Oh, thank God. The hot girl showed up again.
Yeah.
I love her. I would like to have the movie where her mom, it's about her mom.
I want
Bob.
The moms.
Yeah,
I want
Bob?
The moms.
Look, I'm just going to say it.
And the two moms meet and fall in love.
Yes.
Yeah, give me 50 Shades of Mom.
Or they just swing.
Yeah, they could swing. That'd be fine.
I'd love to. Yeah. I'd love to watch 50 Shades of Mom. I'll drink to that.
Can we get a wedding? Do we ever get a wedding where we can, like, moms can meet or a shower and they have
oh. Something, Anastasia's her graduation dress was custom made.
Oh, boo.
Oh, sorry.
Dang.
Hey, Tiff, you sew.
True. I could sew it.
It was custom made.
That's right, Annette, too.
It was custom made.
I sew
what
Regency
factory
costumes.
In Shenzhen mass produces
Damn.
It now?
That's hella sewing.
Yeah. I sewed Nick Extra an entire sewing. Regency suit from the ground up, and it's kind of amazing.
So Annette, I'd like to send my measurements to you post haste.
Right? Yes. Yes.
I think she got a Volkswagen. I used to have one, and that looks like the car thing. I don't know. Because the fact that she had a Beetle to begin with, like.
Yeah, like, I think it's a like a Volkswagen
like a
Jetta.
Passat or
I love that 82 minutes into the movie is when her roommate goes, "Hey, just
that
like
is
a
terrible
picture."
Well,
that's like a child saying or like a teenager, a 17-year-old, 18-year-old being said, give me sexy. That's the face that they make.
Duck face.
Hey, look over here. I'm with a newspaper. Click.
Oh, she almost looks like she meant it there.
Almost.
Just kidding.
We still haven't actually, like, how far? We still haven't even seen a scene in the red room yet, have we?
Yeah, no, we are 40 not minutes from the end of the movie.
Not the sex scene, though.
No, not the sex scene.
1:23-4 minutes into the movie.
Because I think the only sex scene is the last one, or in the red room. Oh, no. It's now. I forgot.
Hey, y'all. I just
you don't have this movie memorized?
I feel like it's important for me to tell all of you I'm there's inappropriately not turned on right now.
I think that's intentional.
Yes, yeah. I believe that would be correct. But they're not, like, that wasn't sexy.
No.
Here,
that wasn't sexy? You mean all but, like, 2 minutes of the movie so far?
Yeah.
There's, like, a bit of ice. That was okay.
Yeah. Like,
so many of the parts of the movie,
that's okay.
For them to be seen as sexy, it'd be like, this would have to be the sexiest thing that somebody has seen. And there's so much more sexy stuff out there.
There should be more sex.
I do not disagree.
If you want me to, like, if
but more than so... just it needs to be more sex than just penis and vagina.
Yes, yes, like that's more, the part. More different things.
I mean, I can say this. We're explicit rated. Outlander involves pussy eating inside of like 5 minutes.
And that's a TV show.
Okay, no, I figured this out.
Tell us, Kathy.
I like Outlander.
Outlander's so good.
Blow up the kilt, Jesus.
This movie was done not for women.
No.
There's so many choices that would have been made if it had been, like, a film with the intent for women. And it's not. It's like, let's take a man's... I don't even know.
Because, like, this whole scene right now, so far, is entirely for the male gaze.
100%. Right. And here's the thing I feel like I can say as the expert on the male gaze on the podcast
we'll
at the moment.
We'll let you have that one.
Mm-hmm. Not aroused at all.
Here's a chest.
Not aroused at all. Not aroused at all. For the record, not at all aroused.
On a -1 to 10.
In any way.
I'm negative 2.
Yeah, I'm
more alcohol.
Yeah, I'm not even on the threshold that has been expressed.
I'm just drinking now because I can't even bother to stick up for the rules.
I mean, there's BDSM. Like, I think we're in that. We could drink.
Yeah,
the
we're gonna get some.
It's
like there are different ways to make this. Like, she looks scared.
Yeah,
he should.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, and it's not.
If I can say, there is such a thing as a misogynist heterosexual woman, and there's a lot that is baked into exactly what we're watching right now that is for women that, for whatever reason, believe that the debasement and mistreatment of women is just part of how the dynamic should work in heterosexual relationships. Yeah. And that's one of the big reasons this movie drives me fucking bonkers.
But he's debasing her outside of the sex room as well, right? Like, if he sells her car.
Yeah.
And she's, you know,
mm-hmm. yeah.
doing all these little things.
Say any of
yeah, exactly. So he's debasing her in all aspects, not just.
Yeah.
Because, in my understanding, that's not what it's supposed to be about in BDSM. It's,
yeah.
That's my understanding as well. Again, not being part of that community, but, like, the thing, I'm sure this will shock everybody on this podcast and who listens to this, but I was, like, the good friend of lots of girls in high school who was constantly horrified at how terribly the guys they were with treated them. Not because I wanted to, like, be with them, but just because it seemed like they felt entitled to treat their girlfriends like garbage, and girls were sociologically trained to act like, you know, that that's how it was supposed to go. And that's,
I think that was the first time that he touched her clit.
I was going to say, yeah. I feel like we finally got some pussy here.
Like, are we sure that he did, though?
We don't know.
He got real close. Wait, he got real close.
Well, because you can't show that on TV because
right.
it's so much worse.
Right.
Relatively speaking, compared to everything he's done thus far, that's the closest he came to doing that. So even if he didn't do that, that was literally like, she was like, oh my God, a boy can
again,
touch
we're
me there.
Some foreplay here.
Let me smell your panties.
And she has an extraordinary ass.
Well, they both do.
And I mean, I think that's a lot of what ended up helping the movie is that these are two incredibly beautiful people. And when the movie does focus on their gorgeous physical bodies, it distracts from a whole lot of really horribly problematic stuff. Well,
times in a row.
Oh, wait, and I hate that I'm distracted by this because this is pretty good. Mm-hmm. It'll get pretty not good in a minute, but for now, it's okay.
Oh, look, there's the red rope he bought in her hardware store.
Yeah.
Hey, it shows that he cares.
Yeah.
He's sentimental.
Divorced from the 90 minutes that have preceded this.
There was like a half an inch of penis there.
Yeah,
hey, look
that's
at that.
The that was it.
Hey, did you see
that
quarter
that
inch of...
How about that
How about
base?
That base?
Yeah.
Shit. Trouble.
But see, again, we've jumped right to the penis again.
Tiff is all about that quarter inch of base that we got to see.
That's all we get. You got to be excited.
That's probably the most.
You know, I mean, the state of mainstream movies, that being the amount of penis that actually gets seen, you got to appreciate what you get.
Yeah. Why, Sess, were you on the Room with the View show? Because
yes,
I was.
There was a lot.
We
of
got full flapping.
I was full flapping penises.
Yeah, I was thrilled. I was thrilled with it because of the normalization of penises as penises.
Yeah.
Well, they were of course, not, like they weren't sexual penises.
That wasn't sexual.
They were penises for the sake of penises.
Having penis.
Flop. Anyway, sorry to.
For those who are looking for some real good dick, listen to Gene McDonald and watch A Room with a View. The movie that's got penis where it counts. We're back to talking about penises in other movies because we're boring again.
Julian Sands' penis. Come on.
Julian Sands,
Simon Cowell's
Rupert Graves.
Penis.
That's right.
If you've ever wanted to see director Lestrade from Sherlock's dick, A Room with a View.
You can. And it's like a little, he's like a little baby in that movie.
He's
so
baby.
Cute.
Ooh, you want to see that young...
He's probably
not
like, what, 22? He's
not
like,
an actual baby.
Not an actual baby. He's like 22 years old and adorable.
You
want to
see that 22-year-old Lestrade from Sherlock dick?
I was in love with him.
Listen to
Gene
McDonald. Proceed in what you're leading me to. Arguably the most romantic thing that's happened in the movie, if you ignore everything that's happened
before. You know what my real fantasy is to dance with my husband, and he hates dancing, and he hasn't actually danced with me since our wedding 20 years ago.
What?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
And I'm going to make him listen to this, and he gets...
Mr. Director, listen to this. Listen to me now. Dance with your fucking wife while she's making delicious food.
The most charming thing Dakota Fanning's done in this whole movie is her dorky little dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
her solo dancing right there. The most endearing, interesting thing she's done in the whole movie.
There should be gigolos, like, but for dancing.
Oh, look, it's Alice.
Oh,
wait, no.
Gene. Gene.
Not in Twilight.
Gene, sincerely, I've been trying to get myself hired out for years. If you know people who want to have Frank Sinatra sung to them as they are danced with, I am available.
I know. Annette Weirstra.
Would you do that over Zoom for me?
I mean, for you, free of charge.
You know what I really want, Moises? Dumpling party.
Annette,
I want my dumpling party. You promised me a dumpling party.
I have the dumpling wrappers in my fridge. I just need to go get ground pork, and I'm ready.
Well, I have to go get that.
I love that we're talking about making dumplings while ostensibly a horny movie is happening.
Yeah.
Kathy and I shop for jackets. I don't think it's that different.
Oh, no. Shit. Hold on. I'm sorry. Please, no one speak. Marcia Gay Harden's back on screen, and I'm hard.
Sorry. Mm.
Again.
This is like you're at the stage of the relationship where you should, you know.
He's going to tour those grounds.
Wink, wink. Let's go have sex quick.
And I would say arguably the best suit that he's worn in the movie, because anybody can wear a decent navy suit. But this is a good suit and a good shirt paired with the suit.
Ooh, we're almost seeing her butt there.
Oh, there's her butt again.
But
my favorite part of her performance. And again, I just like I wish it seemed like she gave a shit about this.
You know why? Because she hasn't had an orgasm yet this whole movie.
You know what? You make a very good point. I'm gonna drink in punishment, mistress.
Oh yeah, there's a drinking game.
What?
Yeah, I'm almost done my second gin and tonic.
Yeah, I'm on my last glass.
I'm down to a quarter of this bottle of this second bottle of wine. Of,
like, credits though, right?
Maybe so during the credits, you know, the first version of a vampire lady will show up and moodily walk through a hallway.
Right.
That is a good question.
All I know is there's 3 extra minutes of an unrated material.
Yeah, part of that was base of penis.
Oh, that's probably like the 2 minutes that was taken out.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that was in the theatrical cut.
Was really? The same.
Yeah. So one of the weird things across my resume is submitting a movie for MPAA rating. And I became incredibly aware of all the various different fringe things. And one of their biggest things regarding penises is if a penis is seen to be erect, it absolutely is not going to be, it's not going to receive a rating at all. So about the most tame thing that they could do is show just the base quarter of a penis.
The tiniest bit of a penis coming out of pants.
Right. It does not indicate.
It's like
it does not,
Schrodinger's penis.
Yeah.
Schrodinger's cock.
Okay, title. Oh, title.
Gene. The only editorial note I have is that it's got to be Schrodinger's cock.
No, it's.
But
penis.
I'll submit to whatever Her Majesty proclaims.
I think Schrodinger's penis is funny.
Penis is a funnier word.
Schrodinger's penis is funnier. Kathy, you're right.
I'm so fucking right.
I submit to your will.
Fuck yeah, you do. Submit. Even my Siri calls me mistress.
I picked the British male voice for my Siri so that it sounds like I have a submissive butler at all times.
Oh, that's exactly who calls me mistress.
I have British Australian guy.
I tried Australian guy, but I
love that we
understand him.
We all have the same robot sign piece.
Well,
Lady
we're
American
definitely
Siri
not going
to
have
a bitch to me. I gotta say,
yeah, Lady American
I get
Siri
attitude.
Is a total bitch.
I have.
She's total B. Like, she doesn't call me by my proper name. Like, she calls me Test. She can't get
what?
Dip right.
That's terrible. I have
a dude Siri
because I
want
to boss a dude around. I'm not having I'm not bossing women around. I'm bossing men around.
Yeah, when he apologizes for fucking something up. I believe that he's contrite. I'm sorry, I don't understand what you've just asked me.
Oh, you guys are watching a movie.
Are we?
And they're literally in bed.
They're
literally in bed,
and
we're talking about...
But they're going
about, in commercial. We're literally talking about how submissive our Siri voices
planes.
Are.
Remember
planes?
Hey, remember planes, everybody?
Planes
were great.
Like, yeah. I haven't worn lipstick in like 4 months.
Oh, she's
guys,
in first class.
We should have worn lipstick for this movie.
We totally
should
have.
Yeah, I could have just not wiped off the lipstick that I wore for a video podcast I did.
You know what? This is something I would not, this would not be my hill to die on. I would take the upgrade.
Take the upgrade.
Yeah, that's a silly
I've never
thing to
had,
argue about. Yeah.
I've never had like non-cattle
she's,
flights. Even like I've flown to Australia and to India and stuff, and hours in coach.
Same.
I've but I still take it right now. Twice.
She is still using the same flip phone.
Oh, I'm bougie as F.
Come on.
I would say now I love first class all the time.
Right?
I want first class.
Someday I will be able to be as bougie as my heart says it is.
Because no hotels. Other seats were available when the Aruba International Film Festival flew me out. They flew me out first, and I was like,
okay, Bob is hot. Nice.
Fuck, what is going on? I'm sorry. Dad's...
That's not
Dad. Hello, Daddy.
That's like
Bob.
Who's stepfather?
That's the Charlie.
Who's
right
he?
Yeah, yeah, that's Charlie.
Step Zaddy versus Charlie. Who wins?
I think this guy might.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry, Charlie.
Something about the stash.
Charlie, we love you, bro, but...
yeah, there's something about the stash.
He's got this, like, Billy Crudup-ish.
I'm watching her left hand.
It's true.
She rolled over.
Doc Holliday, Wynonna Earp. I'm just going to make a pitch
like,
for that.
I have enough mustache now that I can wax it.
Whoa. Can you make it, like, Hercule Poirot?
Keep on keeping on.
Hercule Poirot.
Keep that girl.
I'm too
I am a Belgian.
Also, Jean, she was slaying like that because it looked like she was almost going to play with herself.
Yeah,
but
she... in her pants, right?
Yeah.
She should be...
I do appreciate
like they should
when
be sexting.
Do,
like, come on, sexed
that.
Already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think movies would show that, like, but they.
Well, also, I want those peaches.
And there was like, what is it, Can't Hardly Wait or something? Where?
Oh, yeah.
What's the one where they're on the beach and they're like the older couple and it's. What's his name?
The Blue Lagoon?
No, it's a beach movie.
It's a beach movie.
Oh, something's gotta give. Yeah,
she totally puts her hands in her pants.
Oh yeah, so
that's
good.
More realistic, right?
And she's older too.
They phone each other.
Like,
what is wrong with these
and
people?
And she's totally naked.
So he bought her a Mac and he bought her a car, but he didn't buy her an iPhone.
Yeah, because it makes a
but
point.
But they're both using.
Gene makes the
they?
Best point in the movie.
No,
that's my tech
not
point.
Easy. Oh.
Wait, why
no,
she
no, he was using an iPhone.
She's still holding on to her old life with her LG flip phone piece of shit.
Okay.
I want to go hot, drinking though. With you.
I like mom's purple dress.
I want mom.
I like
end
her hair
sentence.
Color, too.
Mm-hmm. She's been reading all of Pride and Prejudice, and she's posted the videos on YouTube.
Oh. Amazing.
And it's so good.
What was her phone, like, almost out of battery?
Oh, creep-tacular.
No, it was full.
Did you just show up uninvited, dude?
Again? Yep.
Hello there.
Not cool.
Anastasia, I'm here to fuck your mom.
Hmm.
She'll appreciate me.
She's fuckable.
Look at her mom. She's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
I wish
now
everybody
I'm speaking
was using
Irish.
Their real accents right now.
He's yes. I fucked me so much that now I'm Irish. Jesus Christ. Anastasia.
Record, you can have a mom who
Anastasia,
speaks
just
English
go
accent.
Fuck him.
Don't take my drink out of my mouth, bud.
Oh, I would just be...
Oh,
I would
like,
jump that
no.
drink in his lap and be like, no, you didn't.
Throw it in his
asshole.
Face.
I'd be like, don't touch my drink.
I'm gonna make out with the bartender now, asshole.
Fuck you.
Who are they talking about?
The
Mrs.
Woman
Robinson
that taught him to be all spanky.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
It's like I missed that. I was like, there's Mrs. Robinson.
I missed that part.
Yeah,
detail.
We've been talking too much.
I mean,
we were buying jackets.
This is not the best way to.
I read
watch
the
a
plot
movie.
Summary of this movie before we started because I was like, I need to know what's happening in case I. Never get
you
to
know,
hear a line of dialogue.
It's fine.
Gene is just like one
call,
degree
Gene.
Divorced from the group of people that I'm most fascinated to know how they would respond to this movie, which is people who know literally nothing about it. They don't know the reputation of the books. They know absolutely nothing going in. They just know that it's like a horny, allegedly romance movie.
Mm-hmm.
I really wonder how people would respond
girlfriend.
To this.
I should start a YouTube channel.
You
I
should.
Mean, reaction
yes.
videos
yes.
to like sexy movies that I've never seen because
when
there
you
are a
watch
lot of
them with like
four of your friends in your ears.
Yes.
Yeah,
I would love to do this.
I would not. No, thank you.
I would love to watch said YouTube channel. I would like and subscribe. I would mash that fucking bell.
Would you hit notifications though?
Gene, I would hit whatever you told me to hit.
Hit my notifications, baby.
Woo!
That's right. I really want to do this just for you. Yeah, I feel like I don't know. Based on current events, I feel like we're watching the romance of Elon Musk and Grimes.
Oh my god!
And that affects every way in which I interact with this.
Yeah. Ooh. Dip.
Okay, I can't watch this part. Okay.
Really? Is this actually giving you
vertigo? I don't like.
I just
this.
Oh my god. Oh, I got a roll.
I dislike.
I'm way too drunk to be watching this part.
Yeah. I dislike this so much.
It's not rolling, Kathy. That's just
I don't
you.
Care.
It retroactively makes me such a huge Twilight fan.
Below their feet. This is what Twilight was missing.
In the Twilight versus 50 Shades war, I am on the front lines of the Twilight Horde. Like,
I am
fuck
too,
this.
But I'm an aviation geek, and I like to see aviation things.
See, I can enjoy...
Gene, you like to hold the stick?
No, actually. Sorry. I mean, I don't want to fly myself. I want to be flown.
I don't like area... Like, I have a hard time with... Like, I can't do glass elevators.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, yeah, I get that.
I'm fine with heights, but I need the support below me.
So you're not going to go on my next sky diving
Oh, I'm not skydiving.
Hell,
I'd be in the tarmac in 30 minutes.
Mm-mm. I'm never skydiving.
I'll take you home.
I'm not base jumping, and I'm not doing bungee cords, whatever. No.
I think bungee cords are super dangerous. Skydiving, I used to say I'd never do it, but then I had to show
I'll get
off.
Another tattoo with you, though.
That I would do.
I have no tattoos. That's my other virgin quality.
Once I had one, I'm now ready to have, like, you know, another one. Also, don't let my dad hear that. He's very upset with me.
That's really, Tiff? What are you getting? Where? Tell me more. It's way more interesting than this plane landing.
I think I'm
by
gonna,
the way, I posted the link. I found the sarcastic blog that, like, nice. Chapter by chapter does 50 Shades of Grey, and it's very hilarious. And
I think, like Tiff, I'm going to get inked this fall too. I think I'm going to get a fountain pen on my inner right forearm.
Wait, you're into fountain pens?
Yeah. Well, I mean. I'm slutty into fountain pens. I'm not high class into fountain pens.
Wait, why have you not gone to a pen show?
He let me hold his pen.
Because I'd feel like an imposter because I'm not high class. I'm a fucking working class.
You don't have to be high class.
Listen, shut up your face. Next time the world opens up again.
I've got a fucking Monte Verde pen right here in my hand.
I'm taking you to a pen show.
Yeah,
yes.
It's got a black nib.
I would go to a
pen
show with you. Yes,
Philly. I've got blue-black ink loaded in it right now. I'm unscrewing it as we speak because that's sexier than the movie that's happening right now.
I'm unscrewing it.
I'm unscrewed it.
It doesn't matter how cheap or expensive your fountain pen is. If you enjoy writing and you like fountain pens at all and you think that they're interesting, you'll love going to a
Look, I've been to a marine aquarium conference. It's just been a matter of my schedule
so
lining up to
I'll
when
go
a fountain
to
pen
any conference almost.
Con is happening.
Especially now.
Could I please
let me go somewhere?
Oh, I want to go on and have to a pub with all of you and have cocktails at Shelly's Friends Bar in Austin.
I know.
I would get so fucked up that I need to eat a shepherd's pie.
Are we going to have finally some more sex? Oh, she looks bored
sis,
now.
You can go have the cocktails.
Not in Austin because I have a responsible city government, even though I don't have responsible state government. Oh, look, tits again.
Look,
Jesus.
She's looking like sigh.
She's like, oh, bored. Sex again. What a boring thing, sex.
Remember those colors.
Okay, now I'm scared. Okay, can I drink just for being
Yes, drink all you want. We also nipples.
Jean, nipples. I'd like, Jean, Mistress Jean, I'd like to ask your permission. Can I drink for being bored?
We're going to have like 3 seconds of foreplay, and then he's going to just be shoving his dick in there.
This makes me want to have fancy. Sex, not for personal those pleasure, but fancy, for, as a corrective.
Right.
Ooh, feathers. Mm.
I got this fancy. At Target.
It's like he's got... oh, my. I forgot the terrible use of, like, slow motion.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad. Yeah. It's so... But now he looks bored and
slow motion is this movie's version of blue filters, which, admittedly, this movie also abused.
And, like... Okay,
this is
so
not how you get a girl off, really.
No. It's really boring.
Annette, as this someone so, who's yeah. gotten girls off, I agree.
Well, this is
this
is male, you know, fantasy of
like
how
this
yes,
isn't even
100% a male fantasy.
Yeah, it's not even like a BDSM
because like
version.
I don't think you'd be writhing like that because someone was rubbing.
It'd be like, can you just get on with it?
Yeah.
Stop with the peacock
there
feather.
We go. That's what we're looking for.
There
That's
we go. There. Finally.
Okay, finally something.
First time.
Hey.
I can't believe I am like,
finally.
I am cheering on this BDSM movie.
So,
I didn't even want to watch it.
Yeah. 110 minutes in, a thing that I find is basically essential for any sexual encounter with a member of the opposite sex. Bizarre.
And now she's got her white romper?
Or is she wearing one of his rompers?
Or no, I think
it
it's a white
his t-shirt.
I think it's a white t-shirt in
his
underwear.
Boxers.
Ew.
No.
I don't.
Is it sad because of Edward? And Twilight? And like, you're a...
Were you sad because you turned into a
You're a pale
vampire?
Imitation of a glittering vampire boy?
Where's your art for how many times you've graduated high school?
Yeah.
Right?
I love that.
That their house was much better than this house. I feel like this house is like, we're doing like rich and modern, and so we'll put no furniture in and that'll totally save on the budget.
Right. But like not well done.
No, because it's like there's like 3 pieces of furniture.
I'm so drunk. I'm so drunk right now.
Yeah. Well, you had backup wine. That's
where would I be without this backup wine right now?
Less drunk.
Incredibly yep. sad and despondent.
Oh.
I think it's a little bit redundant, don't you?
I've never seen the general more despondent.
Having 2 wines.
I can't think of the next line. The next Hamilton line. But it's there.
I was like, do you have this movie memorized?
I am not throwing away my shot.
She does have it.
Hamilton,
times.
Yes. But not when I'm this drunk.
I'm not throwing away my shot
and this
all over your tits.
I could probably still do...
I'm so drunk I started watching the movie.
Bohemian
I'm so...
I was like, Tiff, are you alive?
Tiff's watching Hamilton on Disney Plus and forgot about this.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, that would be that.
It'd be a
like.
It'd be a thousand.
She is white, and he's wearing black. She is good, and he is bad.
Ooh, look at that!
Look at the symbolism, and they're like in matching t-shirts.
Yeah, look at the seventh grade English class symbolism. Why?
Serial killer.
Why?
Why are
She's
you
like,
this
way, Christian? Why?
I can fix him.
I can fix him.
I mean, yeah. We don't know that he's not a
no,
serial
Tiff,
killer.
No, seriously, he's
right.
not.
We don't.
Right. There's no
he's
proof
not going to dismember
not.
Me
There's
and no, bury me in his sure. basement. I can fix
he
him.
He did it for the long game. Maybe she's the serial killer.
But he
no,
had
but she
15,
doesn't buy rope and
15 women
twist.
In that bed. And you're telling me none of them like ever spilled the beans?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Everything about this movie...
He has a lot of money. He can buy people off.
Yeah.
Right. You can money lets you do all the worst shit.
That's true.
Like gender identity does not restrict who I find attractive, but this movie like gestures at this whole movie is one of the reasons that I find it so difficult to be attracted to most men on the planet.
I'm
So bored. So boring.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm sure that by this point I was in.
Show me how bad it is. Show me your worst. I'm ready for it. I haven't orgasmed yet, but I will, like, tell me about it.
I mean, have we had an actual orgasm?
No.
I don't think that last...
We don't know.
Oh, God, no, Gene.
Well, to be
oh,
fair,
God,
we haven't
no.
seen him orgasm either.
Yeah, there's been no zero yeah. orgasm.
No
zero
orgasms,
orgasms that matter.
Male.
Do women in movies, like regular movies, even talk about having an orgasm at all?
No, no. So they should.
Sometimes.
I mean, you see, like...
But this movie's supposed
before
to be
we
sexy.
Do literally any other thing, can we?
She's like wearing
we,
the worst.
Can we get
underwear.
Super trashed and watch just the pilot of Outlander? Because the pilot of Outlander sure. is hotter than like
yes,
so many.
I'm an Outlander virgin too. So.
Well,
that's right, Gene.
You should probably watch it before you watch.
I've been saving it to do a podcast with Kathy.
I know we need to do that.
We call it sister cast.
Sestra cast
worst,
becomes
dude.
Sextra cast.
Hey. Hey.
Can we fast forward?
Gene.
I know.
Gene.
I'm so bored. It's like
honey,
this is supposed to be the sexy climax,
honey,
and you're like, oh,
honey,
very
we
angry.
All agree with you.
Yeah, but not in the right way.
Okay, no, I'm in all the wrong
going
ways.
On
it's
one
like,
of my
yes,
other devices.
This is...
I would very much like to hit the 3X button in VLC right now.
Like, so the worst he can do is just, like, whip her.
Yeah. Hey, check it out. I've got light spanking,
like
and I've got
guess
relatively
what?
Hard
He's totally getting turned on spanking. By this, and he is a serial killer.
Right. This is yeah. the
I
most
mean,
we've seen him excited of over anything.
Yes. It's like he's a serial killer and he is enjoying this. She's crying.
They haven't shown us any of his like power tools for dissecting the body yet, but I'm sure they're in that room.
That's in the plastic room. They're still in the red room.
Like really,
this is why aftercare is important.
You know, don't fucking touch me is the best line uttered in the whole fucking movie so far.
Like she has the most emotion
right
here.
Now.
Yeah.
Well, and so hey, does he.
Yeah, it's
he
like
holy
sh-
from her
like
pain.
She is actually acting now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay away.
This is when you leave and never come
yeah, turn,
back.
Run away. Yeah. Run away.
Don't worry, she does. Well,
sort
for
of.
This movie.
I mean, I know there's sequels.
Like, yeah,
so
the movie made a the
we
movie made
them?
A bunch of money,
no.
but in terms of the way that it was actually
but.
Received, loads of people very much took it as, oh, well, Twilight is incredibly progressive compared to all this shit.
Right. To the fan fiction.
Yeah.
See, like, why did she stay in the apartment?
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah, why don't you go?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Oh,
turns I'm like, wait.
I would have packed
that?
Up my shit
it's
and
him.
Gone home.
You have a car. We know you have a car.
Yeah,
there's,
but she, he bought,
there's
so now
Lyft.
She's got some
Yeah, there's Lyft. Gene can come and pick you up and save you from this shit.
I will. I'll drive you all the way to Portland.
But the implication is that she didn't want to leave. Really, there's some mm-hmm. levels she just still.
Wait a minute.
Him. Yeah,
she I'm, so, wasn't... I'm also upset that they didn't show like how bad her injury was.
Yes,
yes,
right.
I was
right.
wanting to see that as well.
Because you should see the consequences of his horrible actions, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
yeah. Because so the way that it shows for this is basically like the foreplay with the Cat of Nine Tails.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
that's
like. Again,
that,
like
it makes
conscientiously
it like.
Oversharing to an extent. I've been with women.
That's what he says
I've,
brand.
That is my brand, really.
Yeah.
I've been with women, you know, since getting divorced, where I've been very surprised by the requests for stuff that to me reads as abuse. Where I'm like, this is literally the first time the two of us have done anything to each other, and you want me to do what? It just. The normalization of stuff because it's like, I don't know. I find it incredibly troubling that people go from zero to whip me with such alacrity and such speed. And I feel like this fanfic book and the movie that sprang forth from its forehead has been part of what has built that trend, and it troubles me greatly because I'd like to just get on my knees and show deference to the queen. But apparently I'm supposed to whip people within an inch of their lives.
But, I mean, if they're asking for, like, if it's, yeah, consent, you know, they're
consent, like, technically it's consensual, maybe, but it's also like,
yeah, but maybe it was something that they always were interested in, but afraid to talk about or say it was for. But because there was a movie like this, they were like, oh, I'm not so weird, it's, right? So now all of a sudden they're involved.
The,
yeah.
The problem is,
even if it's just out of curiosity, like,
I've not been like super active on the dating apps or anything like that. But from my experience, it's been troubling that it's like, this is the expectation of initial sexual contact with somebody where
before it's like,
right.
A
it's some
like, mm-hmm. Hey, I enjoy these types of things. If you do too.
Yeah.
Swipe
it's
right
like, this is, you know, this is the college undergrad version of, oh, well, everybody does baby bio. Everybody gets whipped and choked. Oh boy. Yeah, it's troubling to me the way that it's seen as a prerequisite before people have had an opportunity to figure out what it is they're comfortable with, what it is they want. It's like saying, you know, these are the first steps into individual sexual agency. That's the thing that bugs me about it.
He did stop when she said no.
To be totally fair. Good point.
I think, though, like, so much of what we see in media about sex is that it's often about male pleasure and male gaze.
Yeah.
So it's very rare you actually see, like, sex scenes doing much more than the whole putting a dick in. Maybe some kissing.
Maybe
see cute dancing scene again. More of that.
The word for not cunnilingus, whatever smart blowjobs are.
I tend to default to showing deference to the queen. You know, bending the knee. I like using that as a euphemism because it gets across what needs to be said.
Going down.
I mean, if you want to be nasty, Tiff, okay.
That works both ways. Going down is not nasty.
Look, there are a lot of vanilla people.
Say it again. Going down.
Yeah, going down. Look. All right. Let me get back up on my pussy box.
Wait. Bougie. Did she send him a flyer?
A plane,
like,
yes.
For me,
after they had the split?
As dean of
was
the school.
Or was that a...
It was a gift from her to him, wasn't it?
Yeah, but was
it... was from her to
was
him.
Was that a flashback or like after
flashback.
They split up?
Yeah, he was looking at an
old flashback.
It was an old gift.
Okay.
I like to think of myself as dean
sorry,
of the school of going down. That's something that boys who sleep with girls... I'm sorry... You're not allowed to have sex until
anyone
you're okay with
anyone
doing that.
Does the going downs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Oh, wait,
and
it just
seriously.
Ended.
Oh, it's over.
Yeah.
That's the end of the movie.
Yay.
I was like, I screwed it up.
So
yay,
hold on.
Clap,
it's over. Moises, would you take the iTunes version? Because I think the theatrical version ends with the elevator closing.
That's my recollection as well. And it's one of the weird cases of the unrated version of a movie not matching up with the theatrical version in a way that does the theatrical version a disservice.
Change the... Yeah.
Right. Because, like, that ending was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's awful.
It's like they're just pining. And then, like, bam, it's
the theatrical version ending... The theatrical version ending is bad, and the unrated version makes it worse.
Yes, it does.
Michael Diner.
Like,
all
right.
Oh,
is our name
come up to drink on names?
Look at all the Sandys.
I still haven't come up with an Annette yet.
No, at all in all of our movies.
Or Sandra.
There's a Norbert.
Norbert.
We need to find a Norbert for this show.
Gene, I'll be your Norbert Steve. Monday through Friday.
You'll be Adrian. My Norbert.
Adrian!
Hey, this song... Like,
this song is too good for this movie.
Hotter than the movie. I mean, we had fucking Beyonce.
The soundtrack is better than this movie deserves.
Like, the soundtrack way outpaces the movie. And especially the sequels. The sequels don't improve this. They really don't.
Like, Johnny this is Waka. Not making me want to watch the sequels again, which I also, I think I fast-forwarded through.
Okay, even Madam Director, it sounds like an executive order that we pivot to Sleepless in Seattle instead.
Right?
I mean, if you're really... I will do it.
No, Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, Dirty Dancing first, Dirty because Dancing. It's a summer movie.
Love and
Yeah, Dirty Seattle. Dancing, it's a summer movie. It's a summer camp movie. Yeah.
Summer camp.
Yes, I did consider that for our summer... series, actually.
Yeah. I like that we went international for it, though.
That's what I will do.
I did. Yeah. I like that, and too, although...
To promote that series. Yeah, I love that we assailed Crocodile Dundee very, very deservedly, and that Best Exotic Marigold Hotel got roasted properly.
Yes,
intensely racist it is.
We unpacked that one.
And
I know, we were like, oh,
yeah, believe it or not, the book is more racist if you believe it.
Well, and I like that it's going to end with Rafiki, which will be great.
No, it won't. Rafiki is next week.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, because we're going in, like, travel order. And
I don't remember.
Europe,
I'm way too drunk to think about it.
So we end with Romancing the Stone.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Our other group
like
is going to
movie.
Do, which includes Tiff. We're going to do Drunk Jewel of the Nile.
Probably my favorite interview question that I've ever done at a convention has been to Kathleen Turner saying mockingly going, well, I mean, I could also ask you what it's like kissing Michael Douglas. And she was like, oh, God, don't do that to me. And I was like, I never would. I never would. That's the joke. She's so good in that. Like, people talk about the two of them, but that movie doesn't work if you don't have Kathleen Turner.
Oh, I think I'm like, Michael Douglas does nothing.
He's
for
fine.
Me.
He just he shows up. He shows up and he's conventionally
when
hot.
I was a kid and he was in Streets of San Francisco, I thought he was hot. He had
good hair.
The 70s hair, and he was young, and he was
yeah,
like,
but he's kind of douchey.
Yeah, no, I'm not really a fan.
But
I don't think we have any of our names.
No. Nope.
I haven't seen any
not
of our
Campbell.
Names.
Not even Campbell.
Greg, and Greg.
Oh, good.
Greg.
Technicolor.
So
Gregs. Technicolor.
Oh, yeah,
there's Greg, David, Greg.
I think this is interesting. I mean.
There's an Anne. It's Annette.
It's not outlandish for me to go.
Nope.
We did better with Underworld than we did with this movie.
And,
yeah.
I want to watch the next Underworld.
I'll watch
yeah,
that one
too.
With you.
Yeah. Okay. Come on. And Kathy
we can put,
and
we
Tiff,
can do that
you
one
know
in time
you
want to
watch it.
Fine, I'll watch it.
We don't
it
even
just so
have to
drink.
Go sequentially. We can just jump straight to Rise of the Lycans. I don't care.
Well, that's the other.
That's
good
the other
one.
Good one. Then that's the
actually,
one that we should do.
Yeah, I don't care which one we watch.
It's like that's the only ones I want to watch are the ones with Michael Sheen. In
Michael
it.
Sheen in them.
Michael
yeah.
Sheen.
I don't know if I have
the
a type
Welsh
and it's
dragon.
Michael Sheen. You know what my type is?
What?
Dark curly Michael hair. Sheen?
Yeah.
Start. It's all I credit Jonathan Crombie, Anna Green Gables. My
nice.
Child. I was a child. He set my type forever.
I've been taking advantage of quarantine time to grow my
and
hair out,
Beast
grow my
of Burden,
beard out.
Which was
I've,
a very
I've got
weird
the
choice.
Curly hair getting longer and the beard going.
There you go. Watch out.
Just,
watch this.
I'm going to send
out.
You those measurements. I just need a frock coat, Annette.
Oh. I can make. I actually, the shirt's pretty easy. The jacket was a
the
lot
shirt.
Of work,
I've literally got costuming drawers in the back of my car that I've been using for 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got the shirt. I just need the jacket. I need the coat.
The jacket's a lot of work.
Red room elements.
We've got time before it's something I could wear even.
That's like product placement there. I didn't realize.
Oh, bondage photography, courtesy of. Vivid Entertainment.
Thanks, Vivid Entertainment, a porn company.
So it wasn't filmed in Vancouver, BC, even though it was supposed to be Vancouver.
Yeah, Vancouver, BC is fucking gorgeous.
I know.
It is. Happy 5th anniversary, Fifty Shades of Grey, the movie.
Wow.
I know. Well, cheers, smoochers.
Cheers. I'm out of booze, guys.
I'm just at the end of a cup of the very last of my backup wine, so.
Okay, that's done.
Yep, I'm stopping.
Out. Out.